right, all right, all right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, here until 5 a.m. It is Thursday. That means Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah.
Get your requests in now. One artist, three songs. Triple Play Thursday. Get them in now. We'll play them later. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Coming up in just a few minutes, our good friend Jim Hankey is going to join us. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency Podcast. He talks to us about vinyl and music and all kinds of really fun stuff. He's been on the show a bunch of times. Got a lot of really fun personal stuff to talk with Jim about. Some big stuff happening in Jim's life. We'll talk about that. Plus, he's going to join us to talk about some of the special releases that are coming out on Black Friday, which is next Friday. We're off next week, so we're going to tell you all about the Black Friday vinyl purchases that you can make, and a lot of other vinyl news to talk about. So Jim Hankey from Vinyl Emergency Podcast is going to join us. You can check out vinylemergency.com for more information, and we'll give you all the details on what you can get on Black Friday record-wise. Also, I know a lot of people have been asking for an update on what's happening with Steve and Johnny in the Panhandle, and I have a statement from them that I'm going to read, and you can also check out on our website at WGNradio.com. They have, you can click onto an update from Steve and Johnny, and you can check out StevenJohnny.com. But we do have an update from what happened in Florida. As you guys know, that they have a house down there in Panama City Beach, and so you guys, I know a lot of people are concerned about what the damage and what's going on in Florida. Well, we got an update straight from Steve and Johnny, and I will read it from them. That's coming up. We're going to talk about some mind-blowing facts. I always like talking about mind-blowing facts. Yesterday, Wednesday, was National Pickle Day. And I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I love pickles. I love them. So we have some pickle facts that we'll get to. And, of course, we will at some point talk about some fun Thanksgiving topics, because we're touching on that. Since we're off next week, we want to touch on some Thanksgiving stuff during this week. So that's all coming up on the show on Thursday morning. Get your Triple Play Thursday requests in now, 312-981-7200. That's also for talk and text. You can follow us on Twitter, at Nick D Show. But the best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Nick D Show. facebook.com/Nick D Show. Also, get our podcast. Subscribe to them. Tons of people do. And we're really thrilled about how many people listen to our podcast. We're very happy about that. But it's an easy way to listen if you can't stay awake between 1 and 5 a.m. Subscribe. Go to iTunes or where you get your casts, your pods, and you can subscribe there. It's free. It will automatically be sent to your device, and you can listen at your leisure, bro. So there you go. That's what's happening on the show this morning, on this Thursday morning. So let's say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagru. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you, man?
All right. How about you?
I'm okay. Hey, Hawks won.
Hey.
What the hell? What's going on there? Anyway, they won, Dan.
That is very exciting.
I haven't said the words Hawks win in over three weeks.
Yep.
Well, they did. They won. So that's so we'll have a Blackhawks Express.
There was an interesting article about Jeremy Colleton in the Tribune on Sunday about how he rose to prominence coaching a Swedish team.
Right.
And there was apparently a bunch of old-timers who all they did was just sit around and watch practices and games. And so he sat down and had coffee with them one day, and they were so impressed by him that they would not allow anybody to speak ill of him in the stands from that point on.
So, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, you don't want the wrath of old-time hockey guys.
Nope.
That's you don't want to do that. That's you do not want to make an old-time hockey dude mad. That's pretty cool. That's all right. Well, he got his first victory as an NHL coach.
Yeah.
Last night, Corey got his first shutout of the season. It'll be a short express because only one goal was scored during the game. So, but we will have the Blackhawks Express towards the end of the show. We play the Blackhawks Express the morning after every game, and it's always nice to beat St. Louis. That's always good. Even it was especially nice because they lost 8 in a row, and they finally snapped that streak. But to snap it against St. Louis is pretty gratifying. So anyway, hey, let's go to the newsroom, and it's Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Good morning, sir.
You seem very far away. I think they zoomed the lens out.
Yeah, no.
You're not as I know you're there, but you seem very little.
I noticed that I noticed that on this ship, normally it's all you can see is about my eyeball. That's how close they are. And then on the day ship, they go...
And they pull it back. Yeah.
So maybe they left it on the day ship setting.
I don't know.
It's fine with me.
It just seems like it was. It's a little weird because I was like, is that him?
Yeah.
Or is that Hervé Villechaize?
There's a lot of... if for all the camera and videographer people out there, there's a lot of headroom.
Yeah.
You can fit a six-foot-tall man from the top of my head to the...
For people who are watching the video stream, that's Little Vic. We call him Little Vic tonight. How you
or
doing,
just
man?
Just Little Vic. Little Vic if you're in
Little
a hurry.
Little Vic if you're in a hurry, right.
I'm good.
Yeah? All right, cool. Very cool. And you're here till 5 covering all the news in the newsroom, in the little newsroom. No, it's actually the big newsroom. You're the... It's the vast newsroom this morning, the way that the lens is set up on the camera. So there you go. All right. Coming up on the show, Jim Hankey from Vinyl Emergency is going to join us. If you have any questions about records or vinyl or any of that, he's going to be with us live, and we can answer some of those questions, and we'll preview all the really cool stuff that's coming out for Black Friday and much more. And we'll talk about the recent Vinyl Emergency podcast, one of them featuring John Oates, speaking of Movember. Hey, by the way, speaking of Movember, why don't you go to my Movember page and donate? I have my mustache going. Vic, are you impressed with my mustache?
Yeah, and I got to get there and donate myself.
Yeah.
But well, I am impressed.
If you want to donate, it's just go to Movember.com and just type my name in the search.
Yeah, I want to support you on that.
It'll
so
pop
I will
up. It's all for men's health. And so we hope that you can help out. But yeah, I've got my mustache going, and it's coming in. It's good. We're at the point now where it's an actual, like, pretty good sized Fu Manchu mustache. And I think by the end of the month, it's going to be nice, and it'll. I don't know. I'm shooting for a Sam Elliott. I don't know if I'll,
nice.
I don't know if I'll reach that yet, but it's a pretty substantial mustache
Lofty
right now.
Lofty goal.
Yeah, and I do this every year. You shave clean at the beginning of November, and then you grow just a mustache and only a mustache. You track how your mustache is going on your MoBro page. On your Movember page, which I have one, and try to raise money. And I would love if you could donate. That would be fantastic. If you guys can do that, just go to Movember.com, and there's a search engine, and just type my name in, Nick DiGilio. It'll take you to my page. You can see some pictures of me and my mustache as it's growing, and donate whatever you can. It's for a great cause. So Movember continues. All right, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Jim Hankey is going to be with us, and we're going to talk vinyl. And if you have questions or comments, it's 312-981-7200. Batman Forever, yeah! you too. Hold me, kiss, thrill me, kiss me, kill me. I love that song. I do. I love that song. It's from Batman Forever, everybody. Val Kilmer. Come on now. the reason why we play that is because there's a special Black Friday release of that song, and these are all coinciding with the bumps that we're going to hear are coinciding with the releases for Black Friday vinyl releases. Jim Hankey is about to join us. He's the host of Vinyl Emergency, the podcast. He's going to tell us about special releases coming out for Black Friday and a bunch of other stuff. And if you have questions about vinyl or records or you want to get into the collecting, Jim will help us out. It's 312-981-7200. And let's welcome Jim to the show. Hey, Jim, how are you, man?
Good morning, Nick. Always great to be with you.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, too. Now, before we get into to the vinyl talk, you got some substantial stuff has happened in your life since we last spoke.
Last time we spoke was in April for the usual annual big record store day release list. And since then, my wife and I have moved from Milwaukee to Nashville. That is due to a job relocation for her. She is employed with Warner Music Group, one of the big record companies out there. And
yeah.
They've got a big headquarters here in Nashville. That was during the summer. And then just a few weeks ago, on the 25th of October, we welcomed our first kid. Into the world, George Felix Hankey.
Yeah,
he's doing great. About 3 weeks old now, and as I was talking with Dan off the air, this I'd be up anyway about this time these days. You know, talking with you. So,
yeah.
So I think I'm finally your schedule and mine are finally coinciding.
Right now, Dan knows that all too well. Right, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, that's great stuff, man. Congratulations, really. Congratulations to you
so
and
much.
Your wife. And I saw pictures of him. He's adorable. Adorable.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
So let me ask you this: Are you digging Nashville? I mean, how, and you guys have been there since the summer. Are you used to it now?
Yeah, I mean, it was since about late July, early August, and I got to say that, you know, we haven't gone out and done Nashville proper as much as two people normally would, you know, with a big job relocation. I mean, I had to find a new job. She had to kind of get acclimated in her new surroundings, and then obviously with her being pregnant, we didn't get to, like, do up the town as much right. as two people normally would.
Right.
But things have been good. I've been able to cover some big festivals for the podcast, Americana Fest, a big long week. Week-long sort of event. I got to see John Prine and actually meet Roseanne Cash face-to-face after she did the podcast last year with
me.
Which was really cool. And Pilgrimage, another big festival out here, which had some rain, but was able to interview some people there as well. So it's been going good, and setting up some new interviews as we speak and everything. So it's going great.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you, man. Congratulations on all that stuff, and congratulations on the baby. It's been a long time since I've been in Nashville, but I love that place. I really do.
Yeah.
It's a great town. And it was funny. I spent a Christmas there one year because I was the girl that I was dating at the time. Her parents lived in Franklin. Right outside of Nashville. So we went down there for Christmas.
Right.
We went down there for a Christmas, and they got some snow, and the whole place shut down. Like the entire city shut down. And all it was a dusting. So being from Chicago, I'm like, come on, man. But you have to put yourself in the position where you think, well, wait a second, they don't have snow. They never get snow, so they don't have salt. They don't have plows. They're woefully unprepared for a snowstorm. So I can understand the panic. They closed down all the schools. Everything was just
right.
It was a crazy.
No,
it was crazy.
And that's the thing. We've had just a little bit of frost on the cars, like in the morning, the last maybe week or two or so. But when we tell people we're from the Midwest here, that's the first thing they say. They're like, oh, well, don't bother coming into work if there's even, like, a light dusting or right. You know, here what we're really worried about is just the streets, just, like, frozen, icy streets because, again, like you said, they can't combat it.
Yeah.
They're not used to it. I mean, they do get snow down here, but as you said, I mean, if you just look out the window and see a couple snowflakes, just get back into bed and they'll come to work.
No, that's exactly it. That's the entire, seriously, man, the entire city shut down. All right, well, cool, very cool. Well, first of all, tell everybody about Vinyl Emergency, the podcast, and all that cool stuff.
Sure. So January of 2016, the podcast started. Thanking, again, on air, as I do all the time, Jim Laskowski, your buddy and mine, for reaching out to me. He had heard me talk about vinyl on your show, and he said, I'm doing this podcast network. We could use a podcast about music. Would you want to talk about vinyl every week? And there you have it. So basically the show is primarily interviews with musicians. However, I do talk to record collector friends of mine, as well as people in the vinyl industry who create record jackets, who do the actual vinyl pressing, who master albums specifically for vinyl, that sort of thing. For about the it'll be 3 years coming up here in January.
Wow, man, time flies. Time flies.
Yeah, it sure does. Because Nick was on episode 15 of the show, and now we're in the 90s. I think our next one will be episode 94. So we're cranking them out, and other guests have included Ben Montench of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Dave Porter, who does all the scores for Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, Preacher, that sort of thing. It's been going really great. It's a fun podcast that does not have to be for your record geeks out there looking for exclusive pressings. It's really just about the celebration of our connection to vinyl, what we remember about it as a kid, how we listen to it now, if we do intake it, all that sort of thing. It's a really, it's a fun show to do.
You know, it's fun. It's really fun to listen to, Jim. And like Jim says, you don't have to be a hardcore vinyl collector or into any of that stuff because it's a really informative and fun a podcast to listen to. And having been on it, it was fun to do as well. So, really quickly, you interviewed a good friend of our friend Stephen Johnny, mainstay Tommy Emmanuel. That must have been fun.
That's correct. That was cool. It was part of a big Americana Fest episode, getting press credentials to cover the entire festival, setting up interviews with several different artists throughout the festival. That included John Paul White from the Civil Wars and a couple other artists. And yeah, Tommy Emmanuel met me outside of Grimey's, pretty much the premier record store here in Nashville. We just set up. He popped by for about 20 minutes for us to chat outside Grimey's. He was on his way to an Aussie barbecue during Americana Fest. So all Australian artists that were in town playing the festival, and they're having a big barbecue. And I think the first words he said to me, I asked him about that, and he said, "Oh yeah, I'm looking to get a sausage. I'm looking to get out of here and go get some food and stuff." And he's just incredible. I mean, if people know his background, he's been recording since the age of 6. And if you imagine this guy who's toured the world, literally one of the best guitar players to ever live, he's talking about playing with Mark Knopfler, Jason Isbell on his new record. All these great artists, Chet Atkins, of course, lots of Chet Atkins stories.
He's
just a phenomenal, gregarious kind of guy, and it was really cool to talk to a real guitar legend like that.
Absolutely, and he's been on Steve and Johnny's show many times over the years, and I've heard him play, and I've heard him talk to these guys. He's a wonderful musician, so very, very cool that you got to meet him. Jim, hang on, okay?
You bet.
All right, Jim Hankey is with us, and we're going to get to vinyl records that are coming out on Black Friday and for your shopping day. And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you're starting a record collection or you're into vinyl and you have questions, 312-981-7200. The news is coming up after this. You know, I got to say, Dan, I really like her.
Yeah, she's real talented.
She's really good. Kacey Musgraves. And I guess she... Do they put her in the country category? I think she does.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually what she's categorized as.
She doesn't look like a country artist at all, or whatever, you know, whatever sort of like generic thing that you think of when you think the image of a country artist. She doesn't look like that at all. And her songs kind of border around that. I mean, I think she's great. I think she's great. And that's High Horse by Kacey Musgraves. And apparently we've got some vinyl news for Black Friday concerning her. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. How you doing? It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And it's Triple Play Thursday. Get those requests in. We'll play them later. It's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Our guest is Jim Hankey. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency Podcast. And he's talking about some of the special releases coming out on Black Friday, and so let's talk with Jim. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think Kacey Musgraves is really terrific, and I think she kind of defies categorization. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because last night, actually, right here in Nashville at the big Bridgestone Arena where the Preds play, they had the CD, the CMAs,
right.
And she took home Album of the Year for the Country Music Association. So, yes, she is considered a country artist, and her albums over the last, you know, three albums over the last, five, 6 years have coasted from, you know, a little bit more traditional country, you know, to kind of this pop sensibility stuff. This last record, Golden Hour, probably will get some Grammy nominations, I would assume.
Yeah.
A lot of people are talking about it, not just in country, but definitely in the pop world as well.
Yeah.
And her husband, Rustin Kelly, is a really great artist to watch as well. Definitely not on the same fame level as her, but people should look up his new record. That's really fantastic, too. It's called Dying Star. A little grittier, a little bit more on the Ryan Adams kind of feel there.
Cool.
But yeah, she's huge.
No, she's the real deal too. I really dig her, man. And so what's going on with this release? What do we got for Black Friday for Kacey Musgraves?
Sure. Well, kind of like the U2 song we heard earlier, the record store day, Black Friday, is a good time for bands and labels to release remixes of big songs. So that U2 tune, as well as this Kacey Musgraves song, they're getting 12-inch releases with a bunch of remixes on them, as well as Outkast for Rosa Parks, their big song from, that's probably 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
That's also got, I think an a cappella version and an instrumental version and stuff. It's a way for people to kind of enjoy big hit songs in different ways. And back in the CD era, that used to be on the B side of singles. You know, you would pick up a CD single and there'd be three remixes on it or something. And now for things like Record Store Day, Black Friday, you're able to kind of take home a big 12-inch vinyl record and hear those in a new way as well.
That's great. That's really, really great. And we're going to get into some of the specific things that are going to be released on Black Friday. But tell me how the record stores, across the country have gotten together to celebrate Black Friday.
Sure. So, you know, when I'm on in April, we usually talk about Record Store Day, just a normal Record Store Day every year. That started in 2008, and that was based on the idea of Free Comic Book Day, where comic book stores would have people come in, they get a free comic book, and just encourage people to celebrate their mom and pop comic book store.
Right.
In the record industry, they actually create exclusive releases that are not free, but they really run the gamut from your big, big artists like Springsteen, Bowie, Dylan, all that sort of thing, on your way down to indie or local artists as well who have small releases that they're putting out specifically for that day. So Record Store Day in April has been going on since 2008, but the Black Friday version has been going on since 2010, and it's a little bit on a smaller scale, but it's meant to really encourage people as they're out shopping for that weekend, that Small Business Saturday, as they call it.
Right.
They want people on that Friday to visit their local mom-and-pop record store. Maybe, you know, shop there versus Amazon. That's not saying that you can't get good vinyl deals on Black Friday on Amazon, but it encourages people to visit local stores, especially in, you know, certainly Chicago, like Reckless, Bucket of Blood, Pinwheel, that sort of thing. Get people through the doors. These exclusive releases are pretty rare. They're limited in quantity, so even if you do plan to stop by your local record store, it's not a guarantee that they're going to have those specific records that you're looking for,
right,
or that you're going to get a copy. You know, it just depends. But it's a really, really great event for all the limited nature of the releases, or sometimes we'll probably go through some of the weirder ones that are coming out. For all of that, I just really appreciate that this exists for a vinyl lover like me to kind of bounce around to record stores that day, check out what people are buying, talk to people, and just kind of, you know, be engaged with the people who, you know, would go out of business had, you know, things like this not existed.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I'm all in favor of that, of supporting the mom and pop stuff. Not to say that I'm not guilty of ordering stuff from Amazon, because I certainly am. But the convenience of it is just like, you know what I mean? It's just
right.
Click and it
right.
shows up, well, and you know.
Exactly. And then part of it, though, is, you know, a lot of these places, they sell new records, but also used. So it's one of those things, like if you're going to go pick up, you know, some new thing that's coming out specifically for Record Store Day, have a browse through the used section. Maybe there's something, a really clean copy of something you've been looking for a while, or something you want to revisit, something that reminds you of your youth, you know, that sort of thing. That's the whole point, is to just celebrate tangible objects, you know, during that time where, you know, the shopping dollar is getting fought for by all your major big box retailers,
right,
you know?
Right. Well, you know, and you talk about that's the thing about the experience of vinyl, because when I was, you know, a kid growing up with records, it was a full experience. And now, you know, younger people are starting to experience that. I mean, I'm talking about looking at the liner notes and looking at the album cover, you know, and listening to it and turning the record over, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was real, like you said,
yeah.
it's real tangible. And these are, you know, these are deep memories that I have about that. And I'm really thrilled that young people have embraced vinyl and are having that experience now in 2018.
Exactly. And, you know, we talk a lot on the show about artist intent. In a single-driven society now where you can go on Spotify or even YouTube or whatever and just listen to a song at a time, and kind of make your own mixes and all that sort of stuff. Albums, physical, you know, LPs, make you remember that an artist put the first song on there first for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Or put the first song on side B for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, or had the, you know, the gatefold, what that looks like, and you, as you said, the liner notes and stuff. I mean, we could talk for an hour just about jazz LPs, just these photos of jazz artists in the studio on these Blue Note releases while they're recording, you know, smoking right in front of the booth. That
yeah.
sort of stuff. I mean, you're just never going to find that again. And it's just really cool to kind of look back, even if you're not familiar with the artist or the music, you know, if it's a $5 buy for it, you know, go home, take a chance on it, you know.
One of my favorite little stories about liner notes, Jim, and I don't know if you know this or not, but have you seen the horror film Phantasm?
I have not. I know of the movie, but I've never seen it.
Well, the villain in the movie is a character named the Tall Man, and he's played by an actor of the late, great Angus Scrimm, and it's an iconic horror villain performance. You know, he acted in a bunch of stuff, but he's best known for playing the demonic Tall Man in the five Phantasm films. But one of his backgrounds is he wrote incredible liner notes for classical albums. Like, that was when...
Oh, wow.
So this really terrifying horror villain wrote incredible liner notes for classical records, and I've looked them up, and he was just brilliantly written stuff. So it's a fun little liner note fact that I like that I have.
Absolutely, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's talk before we jump into specifics, Jim. What are the numbers like for vinyl? They're continuing to rise, right? I mean, we're looking at some good numbers here.
They are. 2017 was the 12th straight year. So since 2005, that vinyl sales have increased. Year to date, we're looking at about 13.5% up from this time last year. So right now we're tracking at about 12 million units sold, on track to close out 2018 at about 16 million.
Wow.
Now last year for 2017, vinyl accounted for 14% of all album sales. So that may sound low, but think about it. If you've got 100% of the pie and so much of that is going to digital, or CD, I mean, there are people out there who are still buying CDs,
right?
You know, as much as they used to. 14%, you know, anything above 10% is a pretty significant chunk. So 14% of all album sales are vinyl. So that's a Nielsen era high, you know, since, again, they've been tracking this stuff. So it does continue to rise. You know, there are articles every year that talk about the vinyl boom sort of busting. But really, it's on track to keep growing in small increments. You know, we're not going to get back to a point in like in 1982 where you'd be able to walk into a mall and, you know, pick up a bunch of records and go home. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But for the collectors out there or for people who just want to experience new albums or classic albums, you know, on this original format, you know, it's a really, really great thing to encourage people to do.
Absolutely. All right, listen, Jim, we're going to take a break. And I have in front of me the entire list of Record Store Day Black Friday, and it's six pages long. So we're not going to be able to go through everything, but I know that you've singled out some stuff that you wanted to talk about that's going to be available for Black Friday. So hang on, Jim, okay?
You got it.
All right, Jim Hanke is with us, and you can listen to the Vinyl Emergency podcast at vinylemergency.com. It's a terrific podcast, and if you have any questions about records or vinyl or any of that kind of stuff, 312-981-7200. We'll talk more with Jim right after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. That's Dexter Gordon with Fried Bananas at Live Tokyo 1975, and that is available as part of Black Friday. Record Store Day. It's Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studios. Coming up at 5 o'clock is Steve Grzanich with the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. My guest is Jim Hanke. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency podcast, and we're talking about some of the special releases coming out on Black Friday. If you have any vinyl or record questions, 312-981-7200. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
All right. So that we just heard a little Dexter Gordon. What's going to be available on Black Friday by him?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, him, Cannonball Adderley, Alice Cooper, Muddy Waters, Anthrax, The Ramones. They're all putting out live albums. Dexter Gordon is not immune to that. It's really cool. You know, this is, again, we talked about remixes and singles. Record Store Day and Record Store Day Black Friday is a good time to pick up live albums because these labels and bands and artists dig back into the archives and find some stuff that hasn't been available before or maybe hasn't been reissued or put out there in the last, you know, 20, 30 years or so. So it's a nice Dexter Gordon's a great saxophone player. I mean, just it always makes great live records. Definitely would recommend searching for what he's putting out there.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know, yeah, these live albums are, you know, again, limited in quantity depending on what they are. I mean, they're really done in high quality too.
Well, I'm noticing that Dio, they're releasing Holy Diver live at 35.
They are, and that's, I think, a picture disc of like the Dio logo.
Yes,
you know, as well, because that's a big thing too. These picture discs are always kind of weird. I know Devo is doing Are We Not Men picture disc. I think a couple of years ago there was an Anthrax picture disc as well.
Yeah,
of just the Anthrax logo. You know, it's all of the, so many weird things, you know, come out on Record Store Day. There's stuff that, you know, I'm dying to get, and then there's stuff where I'm like, okay, well, I guess there's an audience for that.
Yeah, I'm that audience. So, Jim, tell us about some of the ones that you wanted to point out, some that were of interest here.
Sure. Well, specifically for you, you know, if I was doing record shopping for you on Black Friday, there are two different 4LP sets from the Dave Matthews Band. Uh-huh. I should say one is Dave and Tim Reynolds, one is the Dave Matthews Band. And this is from 93, 94. Both these shows are in Charlottesville. So this is before things really took off. You know, every Record Store Day, there's usually a big release from the Dave Matthews Band. It's usually some big show. I think a couple of years ago, we talked about They did Live at Red Rocks, finally on vinyl for the first time.
Yeah.
And these are a little bit more bootleggy. These are a little bit more, you know, they're sanctioned, certainly. But, you know, the if you remember, several years ago, Pearl Jam did all the releases of their tours, and it was in those, like, thin cardboard sleeves for CDs and such.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks similar to that, but for vinyl, for Dave. So that's something you might be interested in picking up. Wow. Ray of Light, the 20th anniversary edition of Ray of Light from Madonna, coming to vinyl.
Okay, that makes me feel very old.
That's the thing with vinyl, Nick, is like, I think we talked about this too last time. All these anniversaries, 20th anniversary, 30th, 40th, I mean, these things just keep happening, and they make, you know, music listeners go, oh my God, is that really that old now? I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. This is really cool. The Byrds' 50th anniversary of Sweetheart of the Rodeo. It's getting the 4 LP treatment.
Wow.
There's 28 bonus tracks, demos, outtakes, etc. And that's only limited to 2,000 copies worldwide.
Wow.
So, I mean, you gotta get there early if you want to get that. This was really weird. The Grateful Dead, they have a song called Playing in the Band. Now, I'm not a big Grateful Dead fan, but it was neat to learn that this song is the longest uninterrupted song that they have. At 47 minutes long, recorded in Seattle in 1974. Now, here's the thing. This is why I wanted to bring this up with you, is that they have to, because of the length of the song, they have to do what the A-Tracks did back in the day. They have to fade out one side and then start the other side.
Is that right?
Fading back in. Yeah, because, I mean, there's no way 47 minutes of music fit on one side of a vinyl record.
Right, right.
So they're going to have to stretch it across too, so it's just so weird. They're also, you know, two big 90s releases are finally coming to vinyl. The debut LP from Collective Soul, people probably know their song Shine most of all, from the early 90s, and then Tuesday Night Music Club, that gigantic debut from Sheryl Crow, finally coming to vinyl as well. And there's just so much stuff from Todd Rundgren, Talking Heads, Cheap Trick, B-52s, Duke Ellington. I mean, literally, I made a short list of, you know, to tell people how it runs the gamut here. Literally, Ella Fitzgerald, Paul McCartney, Robert Johnson, Taylor Swift, Insane Clown Posse, Too Short. I mean, if you like any of these people, they've got something coming out on Record Store Day Black Friday.
Right, okay. And also, you pointed out here, Fritz the Cat, the soundtrack from 1972, is going to be available.
Yeah, the Fritz the Cat soundtrack. I mean, again, one of those things where I'm like, all right, I guess somebody will buy that.
Right.
You know? I'll tell you, the one that seems to be popping up a lot just on vinyl blogs and et cetera is Paul Williams. It's the soundtrack to Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, which was a 1977 HBO Jim Henson special. Now, if you don't know about the Emmett Otter special, that's fine. I mean, I didn't really know about it myself, and I was born in 79. But if you do know about it, apparently this is like the world splitting open. This is like a huge release for people who love this special.
Yeah. No, it is a pretty big deal. There's also I do want to mention in addition to the Paul Williams Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas soundtrack, a fantastic 7-inch of Sting and Shaggy is going to be.
I mean, when these two collaborated and made a record, and then they were playing all the award shows and all this stuff, and, you know, I rolled my eyes. I'm like, this is just, I don't really get the collaboration. But again, they're putting out a 7-inch.
Yep.
You know, they got one, Sublime's Greatest Hits. You know, there's a Disney, a 1988 Disney compilation featuring Sinead O'Connor, Tom Waits, Buster Poindexter. I mean, it can get weird on Record Store Day Black Friday. That is for sure. There are big albums like, you know, The Wailers, Catch a Fire. It's like, okay, that's a classic album. But then there's stuff they find that, you know, the Weezer Africa 7-inch. You know, I mean, apparently there's a big pull for Weezer to cover Toto's Africa, and they got to put out on a 7-inch now. Yeah. It really runs the gamut.
All right. Well, listen, Jim, can you hang on?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, cool. Hang on a second, because we got a few questions that are coming in via text, and we also want to talk a little bit more about the Black Friday stuff and some Christmas releases. There's some really cool stuff coming out then. So if you have a question, it's 312-981-7200. We'll talk more with Jim after the news, which is coming up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and that's Outkast with Rosa Parks. That's part of the remix releases on vinyl that are going to be happening on Black Friday. It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. We're here until 5 a.m. p.m. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday, yeah. Get your requests in now. It's one artist, three songs. 312-981-7200. We have some mind-blowing facts that we're going to go and tell you about. And plus, we got some Thanksgiving stuff to talk about. And yesterday was National Pickle Day. We're going to talk about that. Plus, I have a statement from Steve and Johnny. I know a lot of people were wondering, you know, what's going on in Panama City Beach and what's happening in the panhandle. And Steve and Johnny have an update on that. I'll read their statement about that. I know people were concerned about what was happening in Florida. Steve and Johnny have given an update. So that's coming up. But right now we're talking with Jim Hanke. He is the host of the Vinyl Emergency podcast, and we're talking about special releases coming out on Black Friday and more. Check out vinylemergency.com for more information. Jim, welcome back.
Thanks, Nick.
So I was just looking online here, and the Chicago Reader just posted a story, and Chicago gets its first vinyl pressing plant in decades. It's called Smashed Plastic. And it's bringing new technology that could bring relief to labels and artists who are stymied by long waits for records.
Yes.
So,
well, that's great. That's news to me, honestly. Dan told me that a little bit off air.
Yeah.
It's news to me, so I'm going to have to check out this article. But there are, for people who have questions about whether or not, you know, these plants or these pressing machines still exist, they do. And there are places that are expanding, places that are just kind of popping up because they somehow have found forgotten machines. I mean, the new presses, people need to know, there haven't been, you know, creations of new presses since about the mid-80s. Mm. So anytime you, even if you buy a new vinyl record, that's pressed on a machine that was, you know, definitely made before then. So, and these things aren't like CD machines where they can just kind of crank them out ad nauseum 24/7. They actually need a human or two at them to make sure the temperatures are right, make sure the stamping is correct, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, when we talk about new vinyl plants, those are, you know, jobs for people as well,
right,
not just aimless machines, you
well,
know?
It was posted yesterday at Chicago ChicagoReader.com, Jim. And
awesome.
And the headline, if you're going to look it up, it says Chicago gets its first vinyl pressing plant in decades. It's got pictures and it's a whole thing. So you should check it out.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, speaking of like questions and stuff, 630 area code. This is one of the common questions, Jim. Where do you suggest to buy a good turntable? We have quite an extensive collection.
Awesome. I can recommend the turntable that I have. It's from a company called U-Turn. That's a letter U, turnaudio.com. So this was a company started by three Boston area engineering students in college who wanted to create an audiophile level turntable for not a lot of money. So starting at $179, they are able to offer a pretty great turntable for not a lot of money. And they're now starting to get into independent stores. So they used to just sell online, but now some independent stores are carrying their turntables. And so when people, you know, talk about their old turntables, about how to replace gear, how to replace needles or belts or anything like that, really starting from scratch is more recommended these days than trying to find, you know, some old part that might not exist anymore. Because frankly, the companies who made those old parts no longer exist.
Right.
So I do want to tell people just to, you know, to get them to listen to the show and everything, U-Turn is a sponsor of our podcast. Sometimes they offer discount codes for people who, you know, want to pick up a turntable, who listen to our show. So I would encourage them to do that. And it's my turntable of choice. They do really great work. So that would be my recommendation. And there are certainly other companies out there that are a little bit more money. But if you're just wanting to kind of get spinning again in a quick amount of time, U-Turn is a really good recommendation.
Great. That's great. 773 area code says, have you heard of using wood glue to clean used records?
I have, and there are plenty of YouTube videos that show how to do this, and people are divided a little bit on it. Some people say it works, some people say it doesn't. There are a lot of DIY ways to clean your records. There are, you know, washing sets that you can buy. Wood glue is certainly, you know, something I've heard of where, you know, you leave that on and then you peel it all off kind of in one piece and it takes all the gunk out of your records. Truly, I mean, just good upkeep on your records is really the best way to keep them clean. But yeah, I have heard of that. I've heard of people. I have actually a box set that I've been meaning to do this to. I don't know if it'll work. I have a box set that's a little warped, and there are ways, I guess, to bake them in the oven.
Is that right? Is that right?
To like flatten them out a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been too nervous to try. Yeah. but you know, there are with a new baby in the house, I don't really want to smell burnt vinyl everywhere. But
sure.
There are tons of home remedies for that sort of stuff. But again, it's one of those things like no one's a full expert on it. So if it works for you, great. For some people, maybe just the technique, they don't have it down, so it hasn't worked for them.
Okay.
Know?
All right. Be wary, though. all right. Before we get into some of the Christmas box sets and releases that are coming out for the holidays, we have some news, some unbelievable news concerning the people over at Pinwheel Records.
We do. Now, any listeners to Nick's show here will know his love for The Price is Right, especially the... what is the name of the game with the mountaineer kind of climbing that mountain?
It's Cliffhangers. That's what it's called.
Cliffhangers.
Right.
Okay, got it. So I had a good conversation. You know, after moving to Nashville, I've been out of touch with some friends, obviously, in the Milwaukee and Chicago areas, and had a long conversation with Scott, the owner of Pinwheel, who's been on your show before to promote Record Store Day and stuff.
Yep.
And talked to him about his trip to L.A. They saw a taping of Conan. They went to Dodger Stadium, saw a game there. And him and his girlfriend and co-owner of Pinwheel, Kim Forrett, they will be on the November 19th episode of The Price is Right. They did say that they did not play any of the games, but they are in the background of the four contestants throughout the game, so that they're pretty much on screen.
That's awesome.
The whole time. in true Scott Schaff fashion, I've known Scott for many, many years, only he would do this. He wore a T-shirt, because obviously people, you know, it's like, let's make a deal. You want to wear shirts to stand out,
yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
He simply wore a T-shirt that said, game shows. And Drew Carey during a commercial break pointed him out and said, hey, that's a great T-shirt. What do you do for a living? And he said, oh, I own a record store. And they got to talking about records and music and stuff.
That's awesome.
During a commercial break. So if people in Chicago have ever been to Pinwheel, again, I'll give them their address, a shout-out. It's 1722 West 18th in Pilsen.
Yeah.
Definitely stop by. It's one of my favorite record stores, not just because they've been good friends of mine for years, but definitely check them out. They can get you set up with a new turntable, stereo, as well as records.
Yeah.
But they're going to be on The Price is Right November 19th. Keep your eyes peeled. For Scott and Kim,
I will definitely watch it. I will definitely, without question, I will watch it. I'm off. I'm off next week, so my schedule is going to be a little different. Normally, I watch, you know, The Price is Right, and you know, if the yodeling dude falls off the mountain, that's my cue to go to bed. But
right.
I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it. I also want to mention, if people go to Pinwheel Records, make sure you are able to. You can get your own copy of Huey Lewis Sports. Huey Lewis and the News Sports. In the Huey Lewis and the News Sports section, where there's an entire section in the place.
That's right. We always got to give that a plug. And Huey Lewis themselves, I mean, they put it on their Facebook page about a year ago or so. they were hip to it, so it's pretty cool.
Very, very cool. Okay, listen, let's break again. Jim, hang on, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, Jim Hankey's going to hang out with us. If you have any questions about vinyl or records or any of that kind of stuff, or you've just started collecting and you have comments, it's 312-981-7200. Talk a little bit more about Black Friday, but when we come back, we're going to jump into some of the big Christmas releases that are going to be coming out. They're not necessarily attached to Black Friday releases, which we talked about. So Jim's going to hang out with us a little bit longer, and we'll take a break right now. Welcome back, everybody. That's, in my opinion, one of the greatest covers of all time. Charles Bradley covering Black Sabbath song Changes. And yes, that's a Black Sabbath song. There's a reason why we played that, and because we're talking with Jim Hankey, who is with us. You can check out vinylemergency.com. His podcast is The Vinyl Emergency. And Black Friday is coming up, and Record Store Day Black Friday is happening, and tons of stuff is being released specifically for that day, and we've been talking about some of that. But also the Christmas holiday is coming up, and there are some stuff to talk about there, too. Jim, welcome back.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. The great Charles Bradley right there. Now, we've got that ties in with what we're going to talk about here in terms of some of the Christmas releases. Tell us about what's coming out involving Charles Bradley.
Yeah, so I made a short list of some stuff that's either coming out or already out. That if there's a vinyl person or a music person in your life that you don't know what to get them for Christmas, you know, a time like this is good to center around box sets and you know, big collector releases and such. And Charles Bradley, unfortunately, no longer with us, but his last album just came out. It's called Black Velvet. There's a normal version, you know, normal standard CD or digital or vinyl version, but what's really making the rounds is this collector's version of Black Velvet that comes in a black velvet slipcase, along with a photo book, a replica business card of Charles's own business card as a singer before he kind of, you know, took off, which is really cool. And then a download card of the album that is actually made out of flower seeds. You can actually plant it in your garden. So you download the album onto your phone or on your computer, what have you, and then just, you know, put that download card in dirt, water it, give it some sunlight, and it'll actually produce flowers for you.
Wow, that's
a really, really cool thing.
That's unbelievable. That is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So that's kind of limited. Again, it's not tied to Record Store Day or Record Store Day Black Friday, but it's out there. You can find it. But again, it's tough to come by because it's just such a unique piece.
Yeah.
But some other things people can check out, you know, if they like Bob Dylan, they just released the 14th release in the bootleg series for him. This has been an ongoing thing for Dylan to kind of go back and pull out demos or things around certain albums, and they just put out one involving Blood on the Track, so there's a lot of Blood on the Track demos and stuff that just came out. R.E.M. at the BBC, that's a 2-LP set of pretty much what it says. It's R.E.M. songs recorded live at the BBC throughout their career, basically since Murmur On, which is a really cool compilation. Metallica just put out a gigantic box set for And Justice for All. Listen to this. This is 6 LPs, 11 CDs, and 4 DVDs.
Wow.
In one box.
Oh, my
for
God.
And Justice for All. It's insane.
Wow.
So that's big. If you got a metalhead in your family, that's a big thing to get them. And then finally, probably the biggest thing these days is the 50th anniversary pressing of the White Album. Now, the Beatles fans will know, every couple of years, there's a new version of some album, you know, and we went through, I think we even talked about it when you were on the podcast, Nick, about, you know, when they put out those cruddy kind of CD versions of Beatles albums during the 90s, the late 80s and 90s. But seriously, they've got Giles Martin now at the helm, now that George Martin has passed away.
Right.
And he's doing incredible things. If anybody has heard Sgt. Pepper, that re-release from a year or two ago, it's like a whole new album. And that's kind of the same thing with the White Album here, specifically because they dug out those Escher demos, what people kind of refer to them as the White Album Unplugged. These are elusive tracks that haven't really seen much of a commercial release before, and now they are. But there are different versions of this that you can pick up. You can get your standard 2-LP set. You can go a little deeper and get multiple records. The CD version is way longer. So there are multiple versions of this 50th anniversary of the White Album that just came out. But again, it's probably very high on any music collector's want list for Christmas.
Yeah, that showed up on my news feed a lot. A lot of people who are on my Facebook news feed have spent a significant amount of time discussing the 50th anniversary of the White Album right there.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So what now? Are you looking for anything for Christmas? What are you personally? Would you like to see?
Gosh, that's a good question. You know, unrelated to vinyl, the Beastie Boys just put out a book. I don't know if you know about that.
No.
Yeah. So Ad Rock and Mike D just put out a biography, basically of you know, in their own words, the history of the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
And it's just simply called Beastie Boys Book. it's a picture of them from you know, around Fight for Your Right to Party days out in front of a pizza joint. I definitely recommend that. I haven't flipped through it, but I'm a Beastie Boys fanatic, and I would love to read more about that.
And by the way, Jim, speaking of books, do you know Jeff Tweedy's got a book? He's got a memoir.
He does.
Yeah. Which just came out yesterday, I think.
That's right. He's making the rounds on Colbert and such and whatever. I definitely like to check that out. You know, I mean, there's a penny box set, you know, I forget the name of it, but it's, you know, some rarities and stuff from him. Obviously, I'm a gigantic Tom Petty fan.
Yeah.
That would be something really cool. You know, the Dylan that I mentioned, the Blood on the Tracks demos, and that's really cool. I tend to buy when Dylan puts out, you know, like the real Royal Albert Hall tapes or, you know, other, you know, Blonde on Blonde demos and stuff like that. I'm usually all over it. And so that would be something I'd put on my list. You know, Metallica, not for me, but I just, you know, I know that's just such a huge, huge release. You know, a lot of the record stores that I follow on Instagram are having giveaway parties or listening parties for it. And that's what I miss. I miss those midnight listening party or release parties four records, you know, standing in line. I remember for Kid A,
yeah,
for Radiohead, standing in line at Atomic Records, a Long Gone record store in Milwaukee. And there was something about taking that CD home and playing it in your car or going home and listening to it because you knew that the other 50 people in that store were doing the exact same thing.
Exactly.
And now we just discover, we don't have that. We don't discover music all at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, the only art form that really happens at is film. I mean, yeah. A lot of people, you know, go and see movies all at the same time. Great. But even TV now, none of us consume TV on the same schedule.
That's right.
And we don't do it for music either, you know? Yeah, so
it's interesting. All right. Jim, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for hanging out with us so long. I appreciate it. And
do that. And if I don't talk to you beforehand, Nick, have a great holiday season.
Yeah,
okay?
You too, Jim. I really appreciate it. And have a great, and congratulations again on your wife and your child.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Take care. There you go. Jim Hanke, everybody. Listen to the Vinyl Emergency podcast. Go to vinylemergency.com. And go out to the record stores on Black Friday and spend some dough and buy some cool stuff. All right. We're going to take a quick break here for the news. It's, you know, it's Triple Play Thursday. Did Buckner and Garcia, did they have three songs?
There's a theme.
Oh, it's a theme. It's a Triple Play Thursday theme. Okay. Because I was like, there's no possible way these guys can fill a Triple Play Thursday. That's Glenn from Chicago with Buckner and Garcia, Pac-Man Fever. Dan, you were, when Pac-Man hit its stride, you were a toddler. It was insane. Insane. Pac-Man was everywhere. And that song charted, I think, not just in the world of Dr. Demento. There you go. Hey, how you doing, everybody? It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. It's one artist, three songs. Yeah, you could do a theme. We have listeners who are being very creative. Yeah. How's everybody doing? It's Nick DiGilio here, Allstate Skyline Studio, here until 5 a.m. Hey, Vic, did you ever play Pac-Man? Did you ever have Pac-Man fever?
Yeah, but I didn't get the fever. I didn't get the fever. There are those of us that never got the fever.
Never, I never had a Pac-Man fever.
You know what I got the fever for, and I think you'll agree with me?
Yeah.
Galaga.
That was the one I had fever. Yep. Yes, I had a blinding fever for Galaga. That was my favorite video game of all time. Although I have to say, I did get a little temperature from Miss Pac-Man, because I think that's a better game than Pac-Man.
Oh. I enjoyed both. I just never...
Yeah. No, but yeah, Galaga was the one that I played the most, without question, the one that I spent the most quarters on.
Oh, by far.
Galaga.
Yes.
Yeah. So, and you know who else is really great at that game, was obsessed with it? Eric Childress, our buddy.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he and I played Pac-Man against each other, and he actually beat me.
You know what I would go for if it was there even over Galaga was, I think it was called Phoenix, but I'm not 100% sure.
Phoenix?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
I'll have to look it up and confirm the name.
Okay. All right. 312-981-7200. You know, my parents were telling me the other night, Dan, that they were that somebody covered the Board Game Hall of Fame announcement or something. They did like a Board Game Hall of Fame announcement. And they said that one of the inductees is Uno. Uno's not a board game. So I was trying to see if my parents got it kind of mixed up by saying maybe it was the toy Hall of Fame. Because remember, the nominees came out just a while ago? Weren't they supposed to announce them at some point in November? Or am I nuts?
I will check on that. I'm looking at the Board Game Hall of... this is in the Hall of Fame. I will get back to you on both.
Okay. Well, anyway, my parents said they watched it on TV, and they said it was the Board Game Hall of Fame. And as soon as they said, yeah, Uno got inducted, I'm like, well, Uno's not a board game. Uno's a card game. There's a difference between the two. Uno is not a board game.
Yes. So the Toy Hall of Fame announcer inductees, looks like 5 days ago, Uno was one of the entries.
Okay, so they got it mixed up. It wasn't Board Game Hall of Fame. It was the Toy Hall of Fame. What were the do they have the others?
Magic 8 Ball, Uno, and Pinball are the three that made it this year.
Okay. All right. And we talked about all the nominees before. So it's Magic 8 Ball, Uno, and Pinball. Those made the Toy Hall of Fame inductions for 2018. All right. I was going to say, it was a board game. That's Uno. Unless there's a board game version of Uno, that couldn't have been right. So, All right. Now, for regular listeners of WGN and for people who have listened for a long time, you guys know that Steve and Johnny, who used to have this time slot right here. In fact, I'm just filling in for them until they decide to come back. They have a place in Panama City in Florida. And as you know, they were recently, the panhandle was recently hit pretty badly by Hurricane Michael. And so I know a lot of people out there are, you know, listeners are concerned. You know, we all feel very close to Steve and Johnny, and we know that they've lived, you know, they've had that house in Panama City for many years. And we've seen the devastation that these hurricanes have caused and through the panhandle. Now we have an update from Steve and Johnny, and you can go to stevenjohnny.com for updates on what's happening with them. They're going to be on New Year's Eve. I want everybody to know they're going to be on. And Thanksgiving. They're going to be on Thanksgiving. So make sure you tune in for that. But this is directly from Steve and Johnny. And I know a lot of people were wondering about what's going on in the panhandle. But here's a panhandle update directly from Steve and Johnny. Since we arrived at our home in Panama City Beach, other than joining our friends at WKGC-FM for coverage of the midterm elections, we've been preoccupied with our own cleanup. However, our problems with downed trees and some other debris were nothing compared to what we saw when we finally made our first trip east across the Hathaway Bridge into Panama City. We thought we knew what to expect, not even close. Compared to many on the panhandle, we're doing fine. Sadly, but not at all surprisingly, some of our friends, not so much. Yes, things will get better, but obviously this is going to take some time. This was and is life-changing. Every day is a struggle for many who are living alone or trying to live without a place to call home. As bad as this is, it is really bad. More and more, we are struck by the spirit we see on the panhandle. This is more than lip service about helping your friends in need. This is doing it. This is helping your friends when you are in need. Yes, some have left, understandably, but among those who have stayed, there is this incredible feeling of rebuilding and creating something better than that was here before. Local government entities are not just waiting for their federal counterparts to point the way. Certainly they are incorporating federal expertise and assistance, but locally they are making the map for this recovery. The local creative community, and it is a strong one, has come together with multiple projects to help in rebuilding. Yes, Hurricane Michael was life-changing, but that life is far from over. So please check back in our blog for updates. We'll do our best to share what we know as we know it. Also, even though it has become cliche to some, we know many of our friends in the panhandle would appreciate it if you kept them in their thoughts and prayers. Hashtag panhandle strong. Hashtag 850 strong. That's directly from Steve and Johnny. And by the way, they posted posted photos, and everything. We have a link on our page here at WGNradio.com. Right on the front page, you can actually see it. You can click onto it. Steve and Johnny's update from the panhandle. Click onto that. But I know a lot of you were concerned, you know, about Steve and Johnny, about the damage and their safety. It was devastating for many, but they're all pulling together and they're all trying to help each other. It's going to take a long time. So there you go. So they had damage, you know, they've had to do their own cleanup. But everybody seems to be, you know, coming together to help one another out through this horrible time. So, again, check out StephenJohnny.com for more and on our webpage at WGNradio.com for the direct link. So there you go. All right. And thanks to you guys. I know that, you know, Dan, you said that people have been, like, texting and emailing and calling with their concerns about it. So we wanted to give you an update on that.
Absolutely.
So, all right. Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we're going to talk about pickles. Yesterday was National Pickle Day, and I've got 10 incredible pickle facts to talk about. That's coming up. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and you can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. The best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page at facebook.com/Nick D Show. All right, well, we're going to take a little break here on 720 WGN. Well, yeah, so did these guys... the only songs they did were video game songs? Is that the deal? Because this is Buckner and Garcia again, the guys who were responsible for Pac-Man Fever, and that's Do the Donkey Kong. So their entire discography exists. They're all video game inspired songs.
It looks like there are some other ones about Mousetrap and one called Merry Christmas in the NFL. but there is A Froggy's Lament and Ode to Centipede and
wow,
The Defender.
Is that Bill Buckner? Is that Bill Buckner? Wow, Buckner and Garcia. All right. Well, that's a Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Glenn from Chicago requesting that. Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dan, you a fan of pickles?
I enjoy an occasional pickle.
Yeah. I love pickles. I've always loved them. And yesterday was National Pickle Day. And I do have a jar of pickles in my refrigerator at home, and I did indulge yesterday, not realizing that it was National Pickle Day. I don't think I knew it was National Pickle Day. It was just a regular day for me, and there was a pickle involved. I actually had a couple of pickles yesterday. I have the Clausen pickles that are in my refrigerator right now.
Is that the stork?
Wait, no, hold on. Now I'm getting confused. I don't have Clausen, because what's the ones that are sold refrigerated?
Pickles refrigerated.
They're sold refrigerated, because they're not in the pickle aisle, you know, like on the shelf. They're actually in the, like, deli aisle, and those are my favorites. Vlasic is the stork. Vlasic is the stork. I have Clausen. That's what I have. And it's just your regular, I have the mini dill pickles. The smaller dill pickles. But you've got, you know, your bread and butter pickles, which are sweeter. You got your gherkins. All kinds of pickles. And you can get them spicy. You can get them all kinds of crazy ways. I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe 12, 13 years ago, Oprah had Matthew McConaughey on, and they were at his house. And this was like when McConaughey was doing, Don't Lose a Guy with Your Ghosts and Your Girlfriends and launching. That was when he was doing those movies, and they were touring McConaughey's house, and I believe it was one of his houses. I think it was in Texas, and so he's like he opens up his fridge. He's like, yeah, all right, here's what's in my fridge, and he opens up the fridge. There's like 27 different jars of pickles. And he's like pulling each one, going, "Ah, this is a spicy pickle I like very much." Yeah, and so he goes, "I like pickles," and we had that soundbite for a while. And Andy pulled the soundbite from it. "I like pickles," for McConaughey saying that he likes pickles. Of course, you know the connection that McConaughey has to the show, he's the patron saint of the Nick DiGiulio show. And I happen to adore pickles. And it was funny because Heather and I at the time. I think Heather and I were living together at the time, and you know, Heather chimed in about, you know, how we had like five different jars of pickles in the fridge at the time, and so, you know, didn't compare to the amount of pickles that Matthew McConaughey had. He must have had a big celebration yesterday if he had like 36 different kind of pickles in his refrigerator.
Texters are letting us know that it is indeed Clausen that is refrigerated.
That's
and they're headquartered out of Woodstock, Illinois.
Oh, I did not know that. That's my brand of choice. Now, if I want to get crazy, you know, where they have like the different spicy kinds and you know the brine is completely different, I'll find some of those like more specialty ones. But when I just want your basic sort of dill pickle, I go right to Clausen. It's a good pickle, man. It's a good. And I like that it's refrigerated. I like that it's sold refrigerated. So, yeah. They're very crunchy, very fresh, good pickles. So, anyway, Matthew McConaughey enjoys pickles. I don't know if you knew that or not. That was a very informative, most informative thing I ever learned from Oprah was that Matthew McConaughey enjoys pickles. So here are some facts about pickles. Pickling is thousands of years old. Cucumbers, native to the Tigris Valley in India, were first pickled way back in 2030 B.C., however, preserving food in a vinegar or brine solution may stretch back even further to the Mesopotamians. Oh, people have been pickling for a long time. How about this? America got its name from a pickle merchant. Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci was once a ship chandler supplying merchants and sailors with supplies for their voyages, including preserved meat and vegetables. His nickname, the Pickle Merchant, likely arose from his former trade, although writer Ralph Waldo Emerson derisively referred to Vespucci as a pickle dealer in his book English Traits. See, we're this country named because of a pickle dude. Pickle dude. The word pickle comes from the Netherlands. In Dutch, to salt or brine something is called to pickle, which is P-E-K-E-L, to pickle. The word may also come from the German pokel or pokeln. Here's another fact, Dan. Just quite simply, we eat a lot of pickles. Americans consume about 9 pounds of pickles per person every year. Wow! 9 pounds of pickles a year! The most popular type remains the kosher dill, thanks to the large number of Eastern European Jews who emigrated to the United States and New York City in the late 19th century. 9 pounds a year. That's a substantial amount of pickles.
That is pretty shocking.
I mean, you know. Now, you know, would Matthew McConaughey then, like, go up to, like, maybe he's like a 12, 13-pound kind of guy?
Right. Is he the outlier that actually, you know, everybody eats only 7 pounds with McConaughey, it's up to 9.
Exactly. That's probably what it is. He screwed up the whole thing. When you're going per average, you know, you're going average, that's, you know, he's gonna me and him are gonna mess everything up. Yeah, how about this? Cleopatra used them to preserve her good looks. Cleopatra was supposedly a pickle devotee. She ate them regularly and believed that they helped keep her gorgeous. Oh, well, look at Matthew McConaughey. Maybe that's the secret. I don't know why the hell I'm so ugly, because I eat a lot of pickles, but maybe that's the...
Or you could look at the silver lining and be like, how ugly you would be if I didn't eat.
How much uglier I would be if I didn't eat the amount of pickles that I eat. Could you imagine how damn ugly? You know, Jimmy Kimmel did a thing last night on his show where now, this is a true thing, Dan. Parents can now, you know, because this is the time of year when they're doing class photos and stuff. So parents can now get their kids' photos touched up. So, like, remove blemishes or whiten teeth, or, you know, like, do, you know, to fix them up. And Jimmy Kimmel was like, aren't you supposed to look at these horrible pictures and go, man, I really look better now? You know?
It's supposed to be a pick-me-up.
Yeah. Right, it's supposed to be. It's like, you know, you look back at your terrible, like, you know, high school graduation photo and go, oh, my God, because mine is ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, good Lord, thank God I don't look like that anymore. But now, like, the kids are going to look perfect. And so what he did was he pulled out one of his, like, he's pulled this picture out before. It's a picture of him. I don't know what grade, but he's a young kid. I'd be 13, 14 years old. And he's got a clarinet and a really bad bow tie. I'm sure you've probably seen the picture.
Yeah, it was featured in a commercial.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Those talking high school teacher.
Yeah, the yearbook. Yeah.
The yearbook of Steve Carell was in that and a bunch of other people. Yeah, that was a great commercial. But anyway, so what he did was he doctored it up. He did photos, put a leather jacket on him. He gave him like a really cool hairstyle, and instead of a clarinet, they tried a hockey stick, and then they ended up with some other things to hold, and then they ended up with a 6 foot sub. So the picture then was young Jimmy Kimmel with great hair, leather jacket, holding a 6 foot sub. So after talking about the fact that now, you know, you can Photoshop your kids' pictures, it's like there's a deluxe version. You can go. $8 is just a preliminary thing. And then, like, there's different packages that you can use. And, of course, Jimmy Kimmel ended it with, and there's a package for $20,000 where they replace your kid with a better kid, your actual kid with a better kid. So, anyway. Maybe, yeah. So, all right. Pickles make you look good. That's the message there. At least Cleopatra thought so. That wasn't included in the Elizabeth Taylor movie. I'm very upset. They did not include her pickle habit and they spent $80 billion on that movie. They could have thrown some pickles in. All right, let's take a break. We got more pickle facts coming up, and the news is up next. So, hold on. Now I'm just getting confused here, Dan. So, these guys, it's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Nick DiGilio here. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here till 5. Glenn from Chicago with Buckner and Garcia. So, do they now, what are they, they're doing fake video games now?
I'd imagine in the spirit of the film, they commissioned Buckner and Garcia to create a song for it.
I don't remember. I mean, I've seen Wreck-It Ralph many times because I think it's fantastic. And I cannot wait for the sequel next week. The sequel, Ralph Wrecks the Internet.
Yep. And that's why Glenn chose these three.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Cool. Wreck-It Ralph. I didn't know that these guys who were responsible for Pac-Man Fever... I guess maybe that you're right. I guess the filmmakers were like, hey, let's get these guys.
Because Jill called in and she mentioned that Buckner and Garcia had done an entire album of just songs about video games.
And so that's probably why the filmmakers
said, hey,
you know, that's okay, cool. That's clever. Boy, now, and yet another reason for me to like the movie even more. That's pretty clever. You know, I asked you if Emily had ever seen Wreck-It Ralph, and it never shows up on the Disney channels?
I think it's aired once.
Yeah.
They do a Friday night movie, and we're usually never awake for it. But yeah, I think I've seen it advertised once, but, you know, they usually are rotating it. And, I mean, obviously, they've got quite a big selection to
choose from, so. But that one, I mean, I love Wreck-It Ralph. I love that movie. I think it's great. And John C. Reilly... is terrific. And Sarah Silverman's vocal performance in that movie, that character is so good and so adorable. I can't wait to see the sequel. I unabashedly love Wreck-It Ralph. I think Wreck-It Ralph is a terrific movie. And the sequel comes out next week, and I'm very excited about it. For Thanksgiving, it'll be out. So, all right. And thank you, Glenn, for participating in Triple Play Thursday. You can, too. You've been Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Yesterday was National Pickle Day. Got a few more pickle facts to tell you about. And here we go. Caesar and Napoleon thought they could build muscle. Oh, that's not the case. Trust me. Julius Caesar and other Roman emperors had soldiers eat the crispy preserves because they thought that would provide strength. Napoleon, Caesar, valued his troops' health and offered 12,000 francs to anyone who could safely preserve food for his soldiers. So it makes you look good, makes you stronger, builds muscle. Pickles are the magic fruit. Well, they're not fruit, but food. Shakespeare coined the phrase, in a pickle. Shakespeare used it to refer to finding oneself in a difficult position. In The Tempest, the 1611 play, how camest thou in this pickle? And the response is, I've been in such a pickle since I saw you last. Well, why did he do that? Why did he make pickle a bad thing? And I've, you know, obviously that's a phrase that's been used a bunch of times. Oh man, I found myself in this pickle. If you're going to use pickle in some kind of phrase, it should be positive. All right, maybe you didn't.
According to this website,
yeah,
called Schmoop. So
Schmoop.
Schmoop.
Okay.
Back in William Shakespeare's day, pickle was a kind of jam or chutney.
Oh, okay. So you're stuck in that.
Jam, yeah.
Maybe, yeah, it's like a jam. Okay. That makes more sense. All right, here's another little pickle fact. Pickles are cured in open outdoor vats. Companies that produce pickles on a mass scale ferment their cucumbers in giant outdoor pots in a salt brine. Yes, that means anything can get in there, including bird droppings and bugs. But, jeez. But the sun's UV and infrared rays help prevent yeast and mold growth. Wait a minute. So are you telling me, where did they say Clausen? Is this Woodstock?
Woodstock.
I bet Woodstock smells really good if they've got like the outdoor, they've got a bunch of outdoor vats filled with pickles. Does Woodstock smell like pickles? Let's call Tobo up right now. Wake him up and ask him if it smelled like pickles.
I think our producer, Mike Heidemann, is from there originally, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he's from Woodstock?
I believe so.
All right. We'll have to ask him next time we see him. Does Woodstock smell like pickles? You know, like Battle Creek smells like warm cereal. Woodstock, I hope, would smell like pickles. We have to have some listeners who are in Woodstock. All right. The U.S. rationed pickles during World War II. 40% of all pickles produced in America were set aside for the armed forces and soldiers' ration kits. Wow. And then finally, your last pickle fact on the day after Pickle Day, National Pickle Day. The Philadelphia Eagles used pickle juice to beat the Cowboys. during a hot September 3rd, 2000 game in Texas when temperatures on the field reached 109 degrees, Philadelphia players chugged pickle juice and then credited the briny solution for their 41-14 win. The Eagles outgained Dallas 425-167, and defensive end Hugh Douglas said, "I may start drinking pickle juice when I'm home chilling." A BYU study later confirmed that drinking pickle juice can help relieve a cramp 37% faster than drinking water. So wait, pickle juice, okay. So does that mean pickle juice is good for dehydration?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a rumored, like coconut water is also, you know, after a night drinking.
That's, oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's some of the things.
No, I've never, you know, listen, I spent a lot of years drinking, Dan, and many of those times being hung over the next day. I never drank pickle juice. Maybe I should have. Have you ever drank pickle juice?
I have not drank pickle juice.
I have pickle juice at home, but I'm not dehydrated now. So maybe that's because I eat so many pickles. All right, well, there you go. So many reasons to love pickles. Oh, look at this. Here's David on WGN. Hey, David.
Hi, I was a guard over there at Clausen's, and part of my job at night was going to the vat room where they have these large vats of brine that is pressurized that goes to the lines for them to have the pickle juice go with the cucumbers as they get sliced. They have like six vats, and it's all pressurized and quality controlled by temperature. So it's indoor.
Oh, so it's indoors. Okay, but it's controlled by it's controlled by temperature. Then,
correct.
Now, as a guard at Clausen, were they worried people were going to break in and steal pickles?
I think our main concern was that the place is going to get a fire, or if there's a brine leak, or if there's any type of fire or anything there.
Yeah. How long were you a guard there at Clausen, David?
About 2 years.
Oh, okay. All right. So guarding the pickles. Dave was guarding the pickles. Good for you, David.
Yeah, I'm out driving around with another company now.
Oh, okay. All right, David, thanks for your call, man.
Yep, have there a good
go.
Night.
All right, there you go.
A couple texts on the subject, 815. Nope, does not smell like pickles. Another 815, cop here in a town that borders Woodstock does not smell like pickles. 815, I live in Woodstock. Sadly, no pickle scent, no outlet store either.
Oh. Oh, no outlet store? You would think that they would have that, you know? I mean, you know, we got Vienna Beef in Chicago where they make the beefs and the meats and the hot dogs. You can go there. They got an outlet store there. Oh, man. Oh, I'm a little upset that I'm a little disappointed that Clausen doesn't have an outlet store for the fine folks in Woodstock. I mean, obviously you can get Clausen at grocery stores in Woodstock, but I like the idea. I like the idea of an outlet store. Yeah. All right. your pickle facts and Woodstock. By the way, just we've now learned, Dan, that indeed Woodstock does not smell like pickles.
Sadly,
it does not. All right, here's Mark on WGN. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
All right.
I drive a semi. I pick up and deliver at Clausen in Woodstock.
Oh, you do?
The town doesn't smell like pickles, but our trailers do when we pull them out of there.
I bet.
And that's for a while. The average trailer comes out, it'll smell like that for a week.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. Now, so you pick them up. You pick them up from the warehouse, and then you deliver them straight to grocery stores and stuff.
Well, no, we deliver to pallets.
Oh, I
that
see.
They put the stuff on, so we get scrap out. And
oh, I
take
see.
Good pallets in.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, and our trailers all smell like Clausen.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Yep. All right. Okay, Mark. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Have a good one, buddy.
All right, man.
Bye.
There you go. Driving a truck that smells like pickles. You got to love that, man. Now, I didn't know. That was one thing about Woodstock I didn't know. I had no idea that they made Clausen pickles in Woodstock. That's pretty cool. Nice little, see, you learn something new every day on this show. Just stay tuned to this show between 1 and 5 a.m. and your education is done. You don't need to go to school anymore. Drop out. Just listen to this show and you'll have all the knowledge that you need to survive in this world. All right. Let's take a break here, and then we've got a couple of Thanksgiving related topics to jump into. Turkey related topics indeed. We will talk a little bit about first what we're going to talk about is we have nine Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. This is an opinion piece that someone wrote. Nine Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. And if you guys have any Thanksgiving traditions, we were talking about them yesterday, but in terms of like what movies that you watch, but do you have any other Thanksgiving traditions that go along with maybe the meal? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yippee, Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Jay requesting Kenny Loggins, Whenever I Call You Friend with Stevie Nicks. Now, can I question which artist we're going to hear?
Kenny.
Oh, it's Kenny Loggins. Oh, okay. Hey, I wonder how Chris Anderson's concert went as Kenny Loggins. Remember they did the on Halloween weekend?
That's right.
Halloween weekend, they did the Kenny Loggins. I wonder if they played that song. Kenny Loggins, man. Yeah. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, live in the Allstate Skyline studio. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! 312-981-7200. We are off next week. For the Thanksgiving week, we're taking the week off. Brian Noonan will be filling in for us, and producer Dan Long will be here to take you through Thanksgiving week. And we'll be back the week after the holiday. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the holiday while we were here, since we won't be on until after Thanksgiving. We'll be back till after Thanksgiving. So we have nine Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. We've been talking about Thanksgiving, little topics, fun topics for the past couple of days. And here's some of the that they wish would come back. This is from Delish.com. How about actual centerpieces? Yes, the turkey is the main event, but it was always nice to have something a little nice to look at. Now, Dan, growing up, did you guys during your family Thanksgiving had the big centerpiece in the middle?
We did because of the size of our family. All the food was centrally located in the kitchen. We did not eat around the food that was being served. So everybody went to the kitchen to
get your plate full of food and then came back.
Went back to the table.
So you had a nice centerpiece.
So
in
there
the
were
middle.
Centerpieces.
Yeah. Now, what about a cornucopia? Did you ever have one of them?
We didn't. The first time I had heard of a cornucopia is when we talked about it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had never knew that term before.
Oh.
We might have, but I didn't know it as a cornucopia.
Well,
I just figured it was.
We never had one, you know, in my house. You know, we've had Thanksgivings where we had cousins and friends over, but mostly it's because I'm an only child and it's just me and my folks, and so it's usually a pretty quiet thing. We don't, you know, do it the whole thing. But a family friend of ours had a fantastic cornucopia. Like would put that thing, because we would like. You know, a lot of times we would visit these people. They were very close friends of ours. And we would visit them on Thanksgiving. Like, we'd have our Thanksgiving, and then at night after everybody had eaten and stuff, we'd go over there and hang out with them. And this was, you know, Dan, were you working with Steve and Johnny when Hank was still delivering papers?
Yes.
His family.
Ah, very nice.
Yes, because we were very close with Hank and his parents and his sister and brother and all that stuff, and they were very close friends of my parents. We would go over to their house, and my parents would play cards every Saturday night. We would go over there, and they would hang out and play cards in one room, and I would watch the Carol Burnett Show and MASH and the Bob Newhart Show and Mary Tyler Moore in the TV room, and so we were very close. But they had a cornucopia of, oh my God, like it was fantastic. So. But yeah, we never really had the centerpiece, but I know, you know, I guess that's a nice thing. I mean, it adds a little something to it, a little ambiance. All right, how about this? Splitting the wishbone. Some of us might not have enjoyed grasping the vaguely damp wishbone, but it was fun making the wish, at least. People don't do that anymore?
We don't at our house, I know that.
Wow! We did. I mean, my mom, you know, last year she made lasagna, so there was no wishbone, but we used to do that all the time. My dad and I would break the wishbone. The key to it, I don't know why they say it's vaguely damp, but vaguely damp wishbone. The key is you're supposed to let the thing dry out. People don't do the wishbone anymore. 312-981-7200. I mean, that was an absolute tradition in our house. So I don't know. Okay. That makes me a little sad if people aren't doing the wishbone. That's a fun thing to do, is splitting the wishbone. But again, you got to wait till it dries. You can't do it like right afterwards. It's not damp. You got to dry it out. You dry it out and then make your wish and you split the wishbone. I can't believe if people don't do that. 312-981-7200. If you still do the wishbone thing. That was always one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving. Was the wishbone thing. So, all right, the post-turkey walk. Even if it was just around the block, the evening walk was a much better way to let everything digest. Well, I never did that. I can tell you right now, I never did never walked after eating the post-turkey walk. That wasn't something we did. I know that for sure. That's for sure. Dan, do you guys ever do the post-turkey walk?
I don't. I have aunts who have done it, and in our neighborhood, there's actually a turkey trot in the morning. So,
right.
Eileen's family participates in
that.
I
see.
A couple members of my
family. I have heard that, but I'm like, after eating, man, I just usually just hit the couch.
Yep.
You know? Well, as we were saying yesterday, that's where your family, that's when the recliners would come out.
Exactly.
That's when they'd bust out the recliners. All right, some Thanksgiving traditions we wish would come back. I got to tell you, we have to break, but I'm disappointed about the splitting the wishbone if that's not happening anymore. I used to love doing that. All right, let's take a break. We got the news coming up, and then we got more Thanksgiving traditions to come up, and I have some mind-blowing facts that we're going to talk about as well. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. That's some light rock right there. Triple Play Thursday, everybody. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. That's one artist, three songs. Jay picking some Kenny Loggins, and that's Wait a Little While right here on WGN. How's everybody doing? Nick DiGilio here live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. We are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich follows with the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6. And, yeah. We are talking about some Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back. We were talking about bringing back the actual centerpieces. Splitting the wishbone, which I'm very upset if people don't do that anymore. That was a fun tradition. And the post-turkey walk, where after you have that big meal, you walk off all of the calories and stuff that you just put into your body. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in. Here is Trucker Rich. Hi, Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy.
My mom always had a centerpiece on the Thanksgiving table, whether it was a cornucopia or a flower, centerpiece.
Like an arrangement, yeah.
Right. Have you ever heard of a dirt cake?
A dirt cake? Yes, I have. You can remind me again? I mean, I know the term.
It's ground up like Oreo cookies and graham crackers and vanilla wafers, and you pack that into a flower pot, and then whipped cream, and you just keep layering it like that.
Yeah.
And then you crush up the Oreos and stuff to make it look like potting soil.
Yeah.
And then stick the artificial flowers in it. My wife, it was our turn to do the centerpiece. So my wife, for her first Thanksgiving at my parents' house, made one of those dirt cakes with the flower arrangement.
Right.
Put it on the kitchen, put it on the big dining room table. And as everybody was coming into the dining room, my wife grabbed a big spoon and just took a big bite, dug out a big deal of dirt, took a big bite. My sister dropped the rolls. My dad just started laughing, and my mom goes, "Oh my God, what are you doing?"
That's good. That's really, really good. Yeah. That's good. It made quite an impression, I would imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah. And for her first Thanksgiving, my dad always sat at one end of the table. My mom sat at the other end of the table, and there was usually 12 of us there, so we're all lined up on a big table. And my wife was sitting to my right at the end of the table, and my dad at the far end. And she asked my dad to pass her a roll, and everybody at the table just leaned back. Dad, without even looking up, grabs a roll and just whips it down there. You never asked Dad to pass you a roll.
Uh-huh.
You always had to ask Dad, "Could you hand me a roll?"
Yeah, I see.
Because
the passing,
he took it very literally.
He took the passing of the very literally.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's fantastic. Okay, Rich, take care, buddy.
Hey, yep, Nick, Dan, yep, and Vic, you guys have a happy Thanksgiving,
thank you,
we'll see you a week afterwards.
All right, buddy. Thank you, Rich. Take care.
All right. Yep.
Trucker Rich, everybody. Yeah. All right. All right. Here are some other traditions that we wish would come back. The kids' table. It was a space where you could be a kid and be a little messier than you would at the adults' table. They have kids' tables, right? Dan, you guys have kids' tables, don't you?
You know what? We don't because we don't have any kids. Well, we've only got the four kids right now. Yeah, at this point, everybody just sits together.
Mm. Okay.
I'd imagine maybe when they get a little older.
A little older, that, you put them in the table. Eight. Like if they're 6, 7 years old, something like that, maybe. Yeah, the kids' tables, those were always... I used to hate sitting at the kids' table. Whenever I went to like a big function, I used to hate it. Even as a kid, I hated kids. No, I used to be like, man, I don't want to be here, you know? All the other fun stuff was happening at the other table. And sometimes the kids' table was in a different room, you know? Like, what's going on? You can hear people laughing. Ha, ha, ha! You know, there's all the sounds of joy happening in the other room, and then you're sitting around with a couple of moron kids who are eating with their hands. You're like, come on, man. What am I doing here? And it just the joy and the sound in the other room just keeps building and getting louder and louder, and you're sitting there going, look at this guy. This kid's got his finger in his nose. What the hell am I doing sitting here? I should be in there laughing with the adults. All right. Hey, by the way, if anybody has these traditions and you're keeping them alive, any one of these, the centerpieces, the splitting of the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, and the kids' table, and the upcoming ones, I want to hear from you guys. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. All right, how about this? The nice silverware. Though it wasn't fun to have to polish all the forks, knives, and spoons, it was always nice to see the, quote, fancy silverware, and also the good china and glassware. I'm really now. Am I missing out on something here? Because that's still a thing. Like my mom still does that when it's just the three of us. You know, when it's just me and my dad and my mom, she busts out the good plates and the good silverware. You know, and like, you know, like gravy boats and stuff. Like normally you wouldn't do that. Like normally you have like a Tupperware bowl with the gravy in it and you just like spoon it out. But like that, even it's just the three of us. My mom still does. It doesn't do it as much anymore because as she's getting older, I don't want her to cook as much, you know, and clean as much. She shouldn't have to do that. Just make a, you know, if we're going to do anything, either make a quick meal or go out and eat something. But, you know, like up until just recently, I mean, she's still got all that stuff in like the you know, she's got all the fancy plates and the fancy silverware and all that stuff. Place cards. It wasn't really to identify who is sitting where, but more about having an excuse to add a little fun, decorative touch to the table that also made the meal feel so much more special. Never had place cards. I don't think I've ever been to a dinner party. I mean, a wedding, obviously. I've been to a wedding that has place cards or something like that, but I've never been to like a big sort of dinner in anybody's house where they bust out place cards. That's never been a thing. Dan, place cards ever?
We have not done place cards.
No? How about this? Here's traditions. When shops would be closed, stayed closed on Thanksgiving. I totally agree with that. That's a Thanksgiving tradition that should come back. Nothing should be open on Thanksgiving. It takes away from Thanksgiving. Black Friday is no longer just on Friday. It often starts on Thanksgiving night or Thanksgiving afternoon. Soon, Thanksgiving will be like any other Thursday. I agree with that statement. I totally agree with that statement. I can't stand the fact that the... You know, like Thanksgiving is you know, basically like I've said before, like this small little speed bump on the way to Christmas. You know, I mean, Thanksgiving, you should be with your family and friends and you should be spending time and talking and hanging out and taking your time and eating a meal, not shoving a bunch of food down your throat as fast as possible so that you can go get in line for a, you know, a flat screen TV. I mean, that's always driven me nuts. So, but I agree with that. The shop's staying closed on Thanksgiving. We've got some texts coming in. We'd love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions we wish would come back. 312 says, I do the wishbone thing with my 7-year-old daughter, but in this immediate gratification world, we dry it out by putting it in the microwave for a minute or two and so that we can break it right away. Well, that's cool. That makes sense. We would always wait, though. We would wait for it to dry out. But yeah, throw it in the microwave if you don't want to wait. But I'm glad that somebody's still doing the wishbone thing, because I would thought the wishbone was a fun little thing to do. Like, after you had the meal, it's like, oh, it's time to break the wishbone. Always cool. Peter in Decatur says, how about having dad or mom or uncle or aunt carve the turkey at the table? It seems lately that it's done in the kitchen, and then the pieces of meat are unceremoniously placed on the table along with the remaining sides. That's true. That's true. The carving of the bird, the ceremony of the carving of the bird at the table. I don't think that happens. I just don't think that happens. Dan, that doesn't happen. Like you said, everything's in the other room.
Right.
So yeah, but that's like making a big deal out of it. Like the dad saying, "Okay, time to carve the turkey," and then but that doesn't really happen. 218 area code says still break wishbones with the family. However, we do forget about them after we dry them out on our key rack. In fact, I'm looking at now and I see wishbones from 3 years ago. My God. just hanging there. People are going to come in the house and think that's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I 847 area code says, we never had a kids' table and I'm glad. And then the 765 area code says, no more homemade stuffing. Oh, yeah, because everybody gets the stovetop stuff. You know? Homemade stuffing. I bet there are people out there right now who are going to make homemade stuffing next week. You know, especially if it's a beloved recipe that that they've done over the years, over and over again over the years. Yeah. So there you go. I'm glad to hear, you know, that, you know, we've got some people who are still doing the wishbone thing. That was always a little detail I enjoyed. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you want to jump in here with some of the traditions that we would like to come back, like actual centerpieces, splitting the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, the kids' table, nice silverware, the place cards, and shops that are staying closed on Thanksgiving. We wish that would come back. We got two more here, and then we're going to break for the weather, and we'll come back and end this conversation with some phone calls and some texts. A simpler menu. It's always fun to try new things, but it lately feels like Thanksgiving dishes are getting a bit crazy. We appreciate the clever new takes on mashed potatoes, but some dishes are classic for a reason. Sure, just the simple, classic Thanksgiving meal. Yeah, people do like to add crazy stuff to their Thanksgiving. So, and then saying what you're thankful for, no matter what, it's always nice to reflect on the things for which you're thankful and grateful. Actually, who says this tradition should reappear just for the holidays? A little reflection goes a long way all year long. All right. So there you go. Some old-fashioned Thanksgiving traditions that we would like to see come back. 312-981-7200. Love to hear from you if you want to jump in right here on WGN. All right, let's take a break here. We got the weather here. We'll break and we'll come back and wrap up the conversation about Thanksgiving traditions that we have, that we don't have, and that we wish would come back. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. Welcome back, everybody. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And Jay chose some Kenny Loggins, and that's the triple of the triple play. That's Night Watch. All right. How you doing, everybody? It's Nick DiGilio. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich coming up with the opening bell. And coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right. We've been talking about some Thanksgiving traditions that we would like to see come back, including, you know, nice silverware, kids' table, the splitting of the wishbone, actual centerpieces, and stuff like that. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in here with some of your Thanksgiving traditions or memories. Here's Dave on WGN. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Nick.
Yes.
Yeah, man, there's some traditions we had to put a curve on. I come from five kids. I'm about your age. My brother and sisters watched my mom cook the whole dinner. At the end, she's cooking gravy, and she's stirring it, the giblet gravy.
Yeah.
And she's had a couple highballs, and then she lights up an L&M cigarette every time. And as she's talking, that ash goes right into the gravy.
Of course.
And we couldn't do nothing about it.
All right.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, buddy. Take care. There you go. That's having a couple of highballs before you're making the gravy. I don't recommend having a couple of highballs before making gravy. Yeah. What was it? Dan, you remember the scene in 16 Candles where I think they're sitting at the breakfast table and the grandmother, the grandparents show up. And at one point they're cooking something in the kitchen and the grandmother has a cigarette. And it's got, like, the longest ash ever. And someone, I can't remember the exact scene, but someone's, like, trying to, like, following it around with a spatula so that it doesn't fall into the food. That was back in the 70s, man. You smoked everywhere, anywhere. And I've mentioned this before, Dan, but I remember a bunch of years ago, but not that many, like in the 90s, I went to go see Jaws. At the midnight show. It was a special midnight show at Bruin View. And it was, obviously you get Jaws at the Bruin View. What, are you kidding me? I'll go every night. So a bunch of us go, and after the kid gets eaten by the shark and they're at the hospital, they're in the emergency room, and Roy Scheider is talking to the mayor. He's talking to Murray Hamilton and again saying, look what happened, we have to close the beaches and all that stuff. They both light up. Everybody in the theater just started laughing. Everybody in the theater, they're in the ER at a hospital, and they just light up. They pull the curtain, one of the curtains that's around the bed, they pull the curtain and they light up. And I'm just like, and everybody just busts out laughing. But that was the deal. That was the real deal. In the 70s, everybody smoked. Everybody smoked everywhere. There were ashtrays all over people's houses. You smoked in public. You smoked outside. It's just everybody smoked, including in hospitals. Well, the old cliche, Dan, where the father to be is in the waiting room and he's pacing and smoking. That was like the old cliche was you'd smoke like five packs of cigarettes, pacing back and forth, waiting for your wife to give birth. let's see. Here's Doc in Kansas City on WGN. Hi, Doc. You there, Doc? Doc. Okay, Doc's not there. Maybe we can get Doc on the line, find out what's going on. We do have some texts. Let's hear of some Thanksgiving traditions and memories. 630 area code says, I always use my china in good service on Thanksgiving, and I always save the wishbone and do the wishbone. Well, there you go. See? People still do that. 773 area code says, our good china is the light green / yellow / S&H Green Stamps full collection from the 60s at the Jewel's food store. From the Jewel's. Still got the old school S&H Green Stamp China collection. That's awesome. That's fantastic. 630 area code says there should be no Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving. I agree with that 100%. 100%. Did we get Doc back?
We think, possibly.
Let's see. Doc, are you there?
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
I am here.
All right. What do you got?
Hey, I'm 65. My mom grew up in a small town in Nebraska. I remember going up there at Thanksgiving. My mom, my aunt, my grandmother, they're all wearing slips in the kitchen and an apron, and they don't put their dress on till right before we eat.
Ah, I see.
Because it was hot in the kitchen. They've been baking all morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't want their dresses to get flour on them, and so I remember that from being
Sense. That totally makes sense. If you're going to slave away in the kitchen, don't have the good stuff on. Save the nice dress for dinner. That makes total sense.
Plus, it was really warm in the kitchen.
Yeah,
absolutely. Because they had so many different things going.
Of course. Of course. All right, Doc. Thanks, man. Take care.
Great topic.
Thank you, buddy. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. 773 area code says, I think Thanksgiving should be set for the fourth Friday in November. Don't you like having the Friday off, though? Because most people have the day after Thanksgiving off. We do here. It's an observed holiday here at work. I like the fact that Thanksgiving is on Thursday, and then you get that extra Friday, you get that extra day for the weekend. Let's see, 763 area code says, I do the wishbone thing with my kids every time we make a turkey. Cool. 219 area code says, my daughter and her husband host approximately 25 people every Thanksgiving, and there are most definitely place cards at all the different spots. I guess when you're going to have 25 people, maybe you should have the, let's see. Oh, let's talk.
He'll wait.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. All right. We're going to hear from Dan's dad, who is up early. Why is he up?
Yeah, we'll have to ask him.
Okay. All right, we got a few more texts here talking about holiday tradition or Thanksgiving traditions that are gone, and we would like to come back, or traditions or memories in your family. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and we'll do that after the news, which is up after this. All right, Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday! That's one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200. John from Granger wanted Al Green, and that's Let's Stay Together, the great Al Green. How's it, everybody, doing? It's Nick DiGilio, and we are live in the Allstate Skyline studio here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran at 6 a.m. 312-981-7200. We've been talking about holiday traditions that we would like to see come back, and some of those traditions include an actual centerpiece and splitting the wishbone and having a post-turkey walk, and the kids' tables, the nice silverware, place cards, stores actually being closed on Thanksgiving, and saying what you're thankful for, and also a simpler menu. And we begin a bunch of texts at 312-981-7200 and some calls. And we get a call here from Dan's dad, Ray, and some Thanksgiving traditions. Mr. Shigaru, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, it's Ray. Good morning.
All right, Ray.
Hey, when I was a kid, we had the kids' table and the fancy silverware and dishware all the time. But my big tradition was the Neighborhood Boys Club. There's a Neighborhood Boys Club at 2501 West Irving Park, just at Irving and Western.
Sure.
There. And when we were kids, myself and my four brothers, we all played Thanksgiving football. It was a gigantic thing at the Boys Club back there. We would have a pep rally on Wednesday night. And on Thanksgiving Day, you had football games from 8 o'clock to noon. And we would just gigantic football tournaments every year for as long as I can remember. I know it still goes on because I'm going to be there Thursday. They do touch football now. When we were kids, we played tackle football, but now they have touch football. But every Thanksgiving, that's how we spent Thanksgiving morning for many, many years.
Yeah, playing some football. I know that's an organized thing, but I know, and I just remembered this now, Ray, my friends used to do that. They would have they would play football in the morning, like maybe around 10 a.m., play a couple of football games or play a football game, and then they would go home, shower, and get ready to eat. And that was one of the traditions, the Thanksgiving football game. Yeah, that's great.
Yep.
All right. What are you doing up?
Happened to wake up and turned on the radio and heard this segment. That's all.
You would have thought having to babysit my two daughters yesterday for an extra hour and originally asked him to would have been enough to tire him out for the entire night.
And Nick, we had turkey, mashed potatoes, and green beans for dinner.
Ah,
yes, so, Eileen sent that over.
That's great. You got having an early Thanksgiving dinner. There you go.
Well, I know Dan's two daughters had one at daycare also for the day.
Yeah, they had a Friendsgiving yesterday.
They did. That's great. That's really cool. All right, Ray, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, we'll talk to you later today.
Bye. All right, there you go.
Yeah, hi, bye.
All right, there's your dad. All right. Hey, that was nice of him to call in.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Yeah, I had forgotten about the the organized. They do have those organized football games.
Oh, sure.
Boys Club. And then my idiot friends would do that, like every... every Thanksgiving. So, all right. Some of those traditions are pretty great. 312-981-7200. Let's see. Carrie says, my wife and I still do the wishbone, even if I roast a chicken. Dry it with a paper towel. Also, last year I made the White Castle stuffing, and it was oddly great. Oh, there's nothing odd about White Castle stuffing being great. That's just a fact. 815 area code says, we always do the wishbone thing too. Also, my dad would clean all the turkey off of the bones and we would all sit around the table talking. I sure do miss those days. We had to set up a card table as our dining room table wasn't big enough and the kids would sit at the card table. They thought it was more fun. Yeah, the card table was one of those things that definitely was. I mean, a lot of kids' tables were card tables. That was the thing that that you had to deal with, was that it was a card table. It was a folding card table. And then we'd all sit around and watch my dad clean all the turkey off of the bones. get every single molecule of turkey off of that. You want every piece of turkey. Possible. All right. More texts coming in, 312-981-7200. Let's see. 630 area code says, I use China, good silverware, cloth tablecloth, and cloth napkins every year. Yeah. That's cool. It's a special, you know, it's a special day. It's not, you know, it's not like a regular meal. It's a very special day. You know, and if you, especially if you've got a, you know, you've got a nice big family and you got friends and everybody's there, it should be treated as a special day. 815 area code says, remember the left side of the movie theater was the smoking section. Well, that was always hilarious to me. And also, Dan, how absurd was it to have a smoking section in an airplane?
Right, right.
You're all in a tube. You're all in one enclosed tube. But they used to have the smoking sections. Can you imagine that now, like a smoking section on an airplane?
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, do you remember the time? I don't know if an airline actually did this or not, but they actually had flights that were all smoking. Like you could book a flight, like when they, you know, when the whole no smoking thing happened. I can't remember if this is real or somebody proposed it and it never happened. But I believe it was actually proposed. Maybe it happened. Maybe it didn't happen. But they did say that someone proposed that they have all smoking flights. Like everybody, so nobody would complain. Could you imagine? So that would mean that the staff on the flight would also have to enjoy, you know, being engulfed in smoke. Yeah, well, I remember when the balcony was where, you know, a lot of theaters back in the day, the balcony was where you smoked. That's where you had to be up in the balcony if you smoked in a movie theater. Up in the balcony was where you would have to go. And I know that was the case in New York. Many times when I'd gone to New York back in like the 80s or 90s, you know, the balcony of the movie theaters, especially in Times Square, they were all smoking balconies. 847 area code says, my Aunt Janice also had the cigarette hanging out while making gravy thing. Canadian Bill says, do you prefer stuffing or dressing? I prefer dressing. Although the stuffing is, you know, the stuffing has a nice flavor to it, but I like the dressing more than the stuffing. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin says, any pie but pumpkin. Dad hated pumpkin. But that's like that pumpkin pie is the traditional Thanksgiving pie. That's the Thanksgiving pie. I mean, I know a lot of different desserts are made at Thanksgiving, but you know, the stereotypical traditional cliched dessert for Thanksgiving is clearly pumpkin pie. 708 area code says, as a kid, we did all the Thanksgiving traditions, but as I got older, I got tired of the turkey. Being Italian, I changed things around. Last year, we had lasagna. That's what we did, too. My mom made lasagna. This year, I'm having meatloaf with mashed potatoes and stuffing. All right, that's cool. Get a little, you want to mix things up a little bit. 502 area codes, my aunt would make real pumpkin pie. She would grow the pumpkin in her garden, and she made the crust from scratch. Wow. Wow, there you go. Man, oh man, that's some work right there. Growing the pumpkin in your garden and making the crust from scratch. That's there you go right there. So,
all right.
Why don't we take a quick break here for weather. We got a bunch of people on the line. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions that we wish would come back or memories that we have. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. But we got some weather here. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN Triple Play Thursday. Yippee, Triple Play Thursday! And that is, of course, Al Green, Take Me to the River, John requesting that. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we're here till 5 a.m. Live in the Allstate Skyline Studio. And, yeah, I'm your overnight dude here every weekday morning, 1 to 5 a.m. And, yeah. So we've got some people on the line here. We're talking about Thanksgiving traditions. We were talking about ones that we wish would come back, and perhaps people are still doing them and some memories. We're not going to be on for the Thanksgiving week, so we're talking a little Thanksgiving stuff now. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Here's Janet on WGN. Hi, Janet.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I lived in a three flat, and on Thanksgiving, we went to my aunt's, 13 people all together. And I sat at the piano bench. I was the youngest.
Uh-huh.
We ate our traditional, yes, the wishbone was there, and the women with the house dresses and then changed and all that. And after we ate, the men would sleep for about an hour. The women would do the dishes, and then the men, and we would all go across the alley, and we would go over to Windy City Bowl, which is on Cicero Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
And 21st. Yeah. And we would bowl, and then we would come back to the house, and my aunt would have everything. All the leftovers would be all set again for a second Thanksgiving. She would have sandwiches.
Oh, man.
And we ate and ate and ate.
That's great.
I wish that would come back. And the other thing would be, on Thanksgiving, after it was all done, being across from Western Electric and Cicero Avenue, it was quiet on Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because nothing was open.
Right, because nothing was
open. That's what I miss.
No, everything is open now. Everything is open now. Yeah. That's great. So so bowling was a family Thanksgiving tradition. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and we would go across, and the place was hopping all the time. There were just, you know, my brother was a pin setter, so that's how old this is going.
Oh, but, wow, okay.
Yeah, he would always kick the pins over so that I would get a strike. So.
That's nice. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right.
Anyway, great show.
Thank you, Janet.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same to you and your family.
Bye.
Okay, bye. That's pretty cool. Bowling, man. Well, that's a Thanksgiving tradition right there. Bowling, that's pretty cool. I bet a lot of people do that, you know, because places like bowling alleys are open. People go to the movies on Thanksgiving. My parents and I go to the movies every Christmas. We see a movie every Christmas. Let's see. Here's Lisa on WGN. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
I truly miss everyone getting dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving. I mean, it's like t-shirts and jeans and gym shoes.
Right.
My grandmother and aunt would never have any of that.
They wouldn't. No,
but
they wouldn't.
I miss.
Yeah.
No. And one more really silly thing is I miss cranberry in a can.
Well, I love.
Remember that gelatin?
Oh yeah, no, we talked about that just earlier this week. That was the cranberry sauce I grew up on. It was out of the can,
right.
And it was shaped like the can, and it had the little indentations from the can on it. No, I love that stuff. I love that stuff. I prefer that over real cranberry sauce. I like real cranberry sauce, but I prefer the gelatin over that.
Honest to God, I miss it. Now it's like a sin to even bring it to the table.
Yeah.
So, and I definitely chime in with that last woman about everything being open on Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, I know. Great makes
it's
me
terrible.
Crazy. I agree. I totally agree. It Lisa, does. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too.
Okay,
do
take
the
care.
Same. Love your show.
Thank you.
Miss Ez.
I do too.
Miss Esmeralda.
I do too.
I know.
I do too.
All right.
All right, Lisa,
take
thanks.
Care.
Take care. That was nice. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Let's see. Here's Tom on WGN. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Nick. I was going to comment on you were talking about how everybody used to smoke. I remember that, too, and especially on an airplane.
Yeah.
You know, you could be in row 20, and row 21 is the beginning of the smoking section.
Right.
I'm a guy that quit smoking, but you were talking about they did try to have it's an FAA rule where you can't smoke in the air unless you charter a plane, and that was the attempt they – was a company that wanted to start a charter thing so that people could, but they just couldn't take off.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
I remember a doctor, you know, the old family doctor. He'd have a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
Sure.
They give you a shot for everything.
No.
You could smoke on a city bus.
Yeah.
You could smoke anywhere.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
It was really, seriously was crazy. I mean, like every.
There was no, in the hospital, absolutely. You could smoke in your hospital bed. I remember when you were, you know, it was times have changed.
Times have
for the better, I'm
for
sure.
The better, I guess. Yeah.
Hey, I enjoy your show. I listen to you every morning on the way to work.
Oh, listen, I appreciate that, Tom. Thank you very much. Take
bye,
care.
Bye.
Have a great Thanksgiving as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Well, we're getting a lot of texts and calls on this. People enjoy Thanksgiving. That's what I'm discovering here. So if you want to jump in here, we're talking about how this all came about. Was this article in Delish.com, which was written, it was an opinion piece by this author who wanted 9 Thanksgiving traditions that could come back. And wondering if people are still doing this, the actual centerpieces, the splitting of the wishbone, the post-turkey walk, or the post-turkey bowling. That's what we just discovered was a tradition. You've got the kids' table, of course, the nice silverware and the nice dishes. place cards, actual stores being closed on Thanksgiving, keeping a simpler menu, don't get all crazy, and then actually on Thanksgiving, going around and saying what you're thankful for. So those are some of the traditions that that this author wanted to see come back. And we're talking with you guys about your memories and your traditions, and if you agree with some of these thoughts here. So our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. Let's take a break here. We got the news coming up next, and then after the news, we'll talk a little bit more about Thanksgiving and traditions and take your calls and your texts. 312-981-7200 here on WGN. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, Triple Play Thursday. John requesting Al Green. That was Precious Lord. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. We've been having some fun here talking about Thanksgiving traditions that we still do or don't do, wish would come back, and some Thanksgiving memories. And if you would like to join us with talk or text, it's 312-981-7200. By the way, tomorrow we'll be back for our regular Friday features. Plus, we're going to talk with members of the Brightside Theater. They've got a new production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that's opening next week. Normally, we have them on the morning that they open, which is, it's been a tradition. You know, they actually take the time. You know, for people who don't know, when you're putting on a play, Tech Week, the week that you go into opening is nuts, especially like late night before you open or the morning that you open. But it's been a tradition. But we're not going to be on next week, and their show opens next week. We're not going to be on, so we're going to have them on a week earlier than we normally do. But we'll have the Brightside people on, and I'm really excited about our other guests tomorrow. Frankie Previtt is going to be on. For people who don't know, there was this band that I loved in the 80s called Frankie and the Knockouts. They had a hit song called Sweetheart, and they had other hits as well. And then Frankie went on to actually write I've Had the Time of My Life for the Dirty Dancing movie, won himself a Grammy and an Oscar. And there's a big, crazy box set of Frankie and the Knockouts coming out at the end of the month. So we're going to have Frankie Previtt on tomorrow. I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited to talk to him. I used to listen to particularly their second album, Frankie and the Knockouts' second album, like a madman. I had it on all the time. So I'm excited to be talking with Frankie Previtt tomorrow. And then we'll have our regular Friday features. Again, straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station, whenever anybody at any time says something that sounds dirty, out of context, and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Same goes through with Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen to this station 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. We want to know about it. Jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We will also do You Big Dummy and Fly Jams Friday. So that's all coming up on tomorrow's show. So let's get back to what we were talking about. We were talking about Thanksgiving traditions. We got a bunch of texts coming in. 312-981-7200. Here is Jim on WGN. Hi, Jim. Jim?
Hi, Nick. This is Shimon, S-H-I-M-O-N.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Okay, good morning.
I want to say that I really enjoy listening to your show. I was born on Thanksgiving, and the turkey weighed more than I did. So I have friends that live out in Skokie, and we get about 30 people around the table, and that's how I celebrate my birthday, by being with friends in Skokie for Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a nice tradition, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great, and it's good to hear Al Green again. So you take care and
okay.
Have a good night.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now, we mentioned, as he said, he was born on Thanksgiving, but that doesn't mean that his birthday is on Thanksgiving every year. That's the thing. But he celebrates it on Thanksgiving as a tradition. That's fun. Now, Dan, your birthday is next week.
Yep.
It is November 21st, and right. this year is as close as you can possibly get to having your birthday on Thanksgiving, which has never happened, right?
Right, right. Exactly. So the way the calendar falls, the closest I ever get is the Wednesday before. It's never on the actual day, Thursday.
Right. But it is that's the case this year.
Yeah.
Like your birthday is actually on the night before Thanksgiving, the day before. Yeah. So your birthday, I will say this, your birthday is on the day, is on Glug Day.
Oh, yeah, well, there you go.
So that's a way to this
nice.
Year, it's Glug Day.
Yeah.
Because that's when Simon's unveils their Glug, which is a delicious. Have you ever had Glug at Simon's?
I have not had Glug at Simon's.
It's delicious. I mean, I haven't had it for years, but it's homemade. Scotty makes it in the kitchen in big vats. And then they unveil it on, and it's packed, obviously. Well, all bars are packed on the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But But it's a really wonderful concoction, and that all kicks off this Wednesday night at Simon's in Andersonville, which is a wonderful tradition. So, and if you do imbibe, check out the Glug. It's really good. So, and you're just going to rest on Wednesday, right? That was the plan?
Yes, that is what I asked for, and I hopefully will be getting, so.
Well, I hope you do, man.
Thank you.
All right. And then you got Thanksgiving the following day. So that's going to be fun. We're off for the whole week. I think we're going to have some nice times while we're off. I think my parents and I are going to do the Thanksgiving thing, and then we're going to go see Creed 2.
Ah, very nice.
I think we're going to see Creed 2 on Thanksgiving. I think that's the plan. I really want that movie to be good.
Yeah.
I really do, because I loved the first movie, and I love Michael B. Jordan. I just think the idea of, like, a Creed 2 with Ivan Drago's son seems weird to me. It just seems, like, too sequel-y. I know that sounds stupid.
No.
But because I thought the first one was so good. I thought Creed was, I mean, in my opinion, Creed is the best Rocky movie since the first one. Like, the best movie that features the character of Rocky Balboa since the original Rocky. I mean, have you seen Creed?
No.
It is. It's really great. I mean, really, really great. So anyway, that's something we might do.
Cool.
All right. We got some traditions here that people are texting in. 312-981-7200 for Thanksgiving. 847 area code says, my sister-in-law and her husband had a catering business, so they were used to cooking big. For about 20 years now, they make 3 turkeys, each cooked differently, and 2 hams. Everyone leaves with some sort of leftover. Man, that's a lot of food. A couple of hams and 3 turkeys? Wow. I like a good ham. You know? I do.
Yeah, I only eat it on holidays. I can't outside of holidays.
Yeah. I like the, you know, you go to like a breakfast joint and you get the bone in ham.
Oh, sure.
Oh, man. That's good. And, you know, it's just, here's the thing. Every part of the pig is good. We've talked about this before. Every single sort of meat that comes from a pig is awesome.
Yep. And anything on the bone related to the bone is good.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry's on Montrose and Western.
Jerry's on Montrose and Western.
Oh, literally on the sign, ham on the bone.
Ham on the bone, yeah. That, to me, that's a plus. That's a plus, yeah. Let's see. 608 area code says that we make turkey noodle soup with the carcass the next day. Good stuff, I bet. You get a lot of flavor out of that carcass, man. Brian in Montana says one tradition we still do is say what we're thankful for and always hold hands and say grace. That's nice. Also, I knew I had reached manhood when my dad asked me to carve the turkey for the first time. Ooh. There you go, man. There it is right there. It's like, son, I bet he freaked out. I bet Brian freaked out. Son, why don't you carve the turkey this year? What? That's pretty cool. 847 area code says, if there is no turkey, then it's not Thanksgiving. Last year, the in-laws did tacos instead of a traditional meal. I about had a heart attack. This year, we're doing Greek. Happy not Thanksgiving, Nick. So that's not technically, this person cannot accept any sort of variation on the Thanksgiving dinner. Tacos, man. Were they turkey tacos? Now, see, there, that you could have that. You got a little bit of the traditional Thanksgiving in there. You get a little turkey taco going. 608 area code says, this year I'm doing prime rib. It's something I'm thankful for. Prime rib is good for Thanksgiving. It's not bad. It's nice and heavy. You can put gravy on it if you want. You can still be in a food coma. I mean, that's one of the... one of the goals on Thanksgiving is to eat so much that you pass out on the couch. You can do that with prime rib. 708 area code says, one year my brother brought the turkey in early a.m. for dinner. It was 34 pounds. We couldn't even fit it in the oven. We had to take it to the church to cook it in an industrial oven. Oh, my God. Wow. 34 pounds? How long does that take? How long did they, I mean, if they had an industrial oven at a church, how long does a 34-pound turkey take?
That's a good question.
34 pounds? I mean, that's a bit, I mean, good Lord. Wow. Now, you know, by the way, is the Butterball hotline going to be going this year? It's going, right?
Yeah, yes.
It'll be going on Thanksgiving, yes. Right? Thanksgiving Eve and Thanksgiving?
That's so a 18 to 22 pound bird at 325 should take 3.5 to 4 hours.
Okay.
So if you expand that out, seven to 10. So yeah, I mean, you're looking at a 7-8 hour.
Do you imagine cooking something, you know, like a turkey for 7 hours? I'm not talking about smoking something.
Right.
You know, because that's different. You can smoke something for up to 15, 16 hours, you know, but wow.
Yeah. And they also add, of course, that's without stuffing. If it's with stuffing, it's got to go longer.
But yeah, that would be 20 pounds of stuffing inside a 14. That's a 34 pound turkey.
My Uncle Lance now deep fries the turkey. So we haven't had to do this for several years, but because of the size of our family, I know aunts have had to do the, you know, wake up at 4.
Yeah.
You know, put it in.
Yep.
Sometimes go back to bed, sometimes not. And then, you know, just so it'd be ready by, you know, 1 when we ate.
Yeah. Wow. All right. We have to break here. We got weather, and then oh my God, the Hawks won. The Hawks actually won a game. They won a game. So we have a very nice a Blackhawks Express to play back. It hasn't been pleasant to be playing the Blackhawks Express for the past like 3.5 weeks, but this morning we will hear a good Blackhawks Express. So there you go. All right, 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We got some texts coming in, and we've been talking about Thanksgiving traditions, and you know, there was an article that we were talking about here about how Thanksgiving traditions that they don't do anymore that we would like to see come back, and people talking about their Thanksgiving traditions and memories. And Thanksgiving is next week, and you know, Dan and I are going to be off next week. Brian Noonan will be filling in. Dan Long will be producing. So we wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving now while we were still here. So, all right. Before we come back after, we'll be back after Thanksgiving. So, we got texts here. The bakery guy says on the South Side, there were a bunch of bowling tournaments. You'd bowl and then in the morning, you'd bowl in the morning and then go eat. So I wasn't really aware that, that there was such a bowling tradition on Thanksgiving. That makes sense though. It totally makes sense. 630 area code says, when we first came to America, there was only 4 of us, so my mom shopped around and bought a small turkey. When she was making it, she couldn't figure out why the recipe wasn't working right because she bought a duck. Big difference between a turkey and a duck. There is a really big difference between a turkey and a duck. That's pretty funny, though. That's pretty funny. 815 area code says, hey, Nick, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the late night turkey sandwiches afterwards. Everybody loves the turkey leftovers, right, Dan? You got to love the turkey leftovers.
Best meal of the year.
Oh, man. It's fantastic. Luke says, my grandma used to make soup with the turkey, and it was a tomato-based with veggies in it, and no one has her recipe anymore. The holidays always make you remember your loved ones that have passed away. That's true. It's absolutely true. Oh man, the grandmother's recipe went with her to the grave, man. You know, you gotta kind of appreciate that. That's something right there. You're never gonna be able to replicate that soup ever again. There's something to be said for that. You can't, we've talked about this before, Dan. Even if the recipe was around and you recreated it, it would not taste the same.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I really don't know what that is. I don't know how that works, you know, in the ether of the world, but you know, you try to recreate a recipe from your grandmother or your mom or whatever, you put in everything that you're supposed to put in, you follow the instructions, and it just doesn't taste as good as what your grandmother or your mom made.
And then the other secondary level, even if there is a recipe, it's always a smidge of this.
Well, yeah, that's true.
You know,
that's true, because only your mother or your grandmother knew exactly what to do and how to make it. Yeah, that's true. 815 area code says, when my wife and I first got married, we had Thanksgiving dinner at her house. When we sat down to eat, she put the turkey back in the oven to get it out of the way. She forgot the turkey until the next day when she preheated the oven. It turned out the carcass was a pile of ash and the house smelled like smoke for a month. Oh, no.
Wow.
Well, thank you guys for sharing all your memories about Thanksgiving and your traditions and all that cool stuff. I hope everybody has a magnificent Thanksgiving next week. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the news is coming up next right here on 720 WGN.